committee had previously met before our oversight visit. And then it would be prudent to note that the challenges in JB Marks came to our attention late last year when we convened meetings with most of the municipalities that has been subject matters of the amalgamation process during the 2016 demarcation cycle. It's common cause that before the municipality merged with Ventersdorp to form JB Marks, Clockway had been receiving unqualified audit opinions since 2012-13, 2013-2014, and 2014-15. And then you will also note that Ventersdorp, on the other hand, had been obtaining disclaimed audit opinions for those years, that's 2012-13, 2014-15, and 2015-16. There's a lot of commotion in that room at the municipality. Can people settle? Because whatever you are doing, you are disrupting the other people who are on the platform. And when you do your things, can you also mute your videos so that you get settled there? Because one is not going to tolerate these disruptions that are happening there. Our concerns, colleagues, with regard to this JB Marks entity is that you have stagnated on qualified audit opinions over the last three financial years. And then to us, it's evident that the merger has clearly had an adverse effect on the financial performance of this new municipality. And then we also, during our oversight visit, we learned that this municipality is one of these municipalities that had been selected for material irregularity audit in terms of the amended Public Audit Act. When we met with yourselves at the Matlosana Civic Center on the 7th of May, 2021, the last day of our oversight visit to Northwest, we posed to you a number of questions which could not be answered immediately due to the time constraints. We therefore requested written replies, and today's meeting is in part a follow-up on those written answers. We gave yourself a deadline of 13 May 2021 to submit the written responses, but the acting MM submitted a request for the extension of the deadline to 19 May 2021. We know that the responses have been submitted via a correspondence dated 16 July 2021. Your MM asked for extension up to the 19th of May 2021, but then that 19 May became the 16th of July 2021, which is more than 2 months after the initial deadline. And then we also noted that shortly after our oversight visit, the municipality has, on the 14th of May 2021, elected the new mayor, Alder Lady Mapule Matabuhe, marking a change of leadership. Maybe because the mayor had arrived a day later when we wanted our deadline, 13 May submission, maybe the mayor will tell us whether she's got something to do with this. So this opportunity for us today in terms of the meeting that we're having, I think we'll have a formal introduction of the new leadership. And then the leadership, despite the mishap that we've experienced over the past 36 minutes, maybe the leadership will be able to share with us the plan to address the challenges that are ravaging this municipality. And then I'll then end up here and hand over to you, Majoro. We have your presentations. We'll then just give you 10 minutes to, you can share it with your administrator or the MM. With the executive management on the 10 minutes to deal with all those issues as raised by members. Then the members will be able to engage with you. Then I think your presentation seeks to address the questions as was raised by members. Then over to you, Mayor.
Thank you, Honorable. My name is Makula again, I was elected on the
board. Mayor, is the mayor there?
Yes, ma'am.
So why can't I hear you?
Oh, sorry.
Can you get closer to the mic, Mayor? And put your video on. These proceedings are being broadcasted. We need to see your picture and your video on. And then you are not audible at all. Make sure that you deal with your sound as well. Proceed.
Honorable.
Over to you.
Yes, my name is
No, you are not audible. Can you sort your volume issues there? We can't hear you. We can see you, but we can't hear you.
Honorable.
Proceed.
Yes, SF already in. May 14, 2021 as the executive mayor of JB Maxx.
Can I appraise you here, Mayor? If you were going to need an interpreter, you should have made that request. We have some colleagues who can hear your mother tongue here.
Okay.
And then for them to, are you able to speak English?
Yes.
Then use that language. So that everybody can hear you.
As I have already indicated that I was elected in the 14th of May, 2021. I was given a smaller task as the executive mayor of JB Maxx to come and help to implement what was outstanding. And then the only thing that when I arrive in municipality, I find that the municipality will have so many challenges that must be addressed. And then we have sit with the management to come with the plan to address the issues that the municipality facing. We have the plan in places. And then I have already started with that plan. The issue was the potholes, the spillages, and the municipality workers that is not on the road or on the right. What I can say, it's not on the right plan to be used, and then we are already on the plane, and then we're about to finish for the challenges that we have as a municipality. And then all the when I arrived in the municipality, the morale was down, and then we have tried to them, and I think we are on the right track to find the municipality to implement everything that is needed. And then the chief whip is here and the speaker, they can help me. I will hand over to the chief whip.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mutambi, the chairperson of the committee and the MEC. And members of the committees, both nationally and province. As we have indicated earlier, that we apologize for the delay that we have caused to start the meeting. But like the mayor is indicating, that we are now as JB Maxx stabilizing the situation that we, the problems, the challenges that we had as the municipality. For example, if one can share the issues of the overtimes that the municipality was paying to the employees. We are also trying to address the issues of revenue collection, as it is historically known that in JB Marks, former Tlokwe used to collect revenue on 95%. Fennesdorp, erstwhile municipality, used to collect less than 35%. Currently, we want to address the matter, 95.5 collection rate, of which at Fennesdorp site is 60-40. We want to, at least on the site, Fennesdorp, bring it up to the 95.5 collection rate to address issues of service delivery, honorable. And on the political side, the coordination of the report was, if I can put it like, was affected by the political situation that we had of electing the new mayor. But now the matter is addressed. There's focus and there's commitment in attending issues of the communities. Thank you, Honorable.
No, thank you, Chief. Good morning, Honorable Mutambi. This is Councillor Makwe, appointed on the 11th of June as the acting speaker due to the fact that the speaker currently is on sick leave. Honorable, allow me to just dwell into the matters that relate to the speaker's office. One is our council meeting sittings, which actually, according to our rules of order, we're supposed to hold our ordinary council meetings on quarterly basis, meaning per year we should have 4 meetings. But we have exceeded the 4 meetings we have held, about 7 meetings from 2019-2020. Yes, and then... there are questions that you raised, leadership, to say, does our council have the rules of order? Where actually councillors of the municipality could actually put questions to the speaker's office on any issue that they feel it is very important for them to know. Yes, we've got the rules of order, leadership. The JB Marks Municipality Rules of Order makes provision for submission of written questions to the executive mayor. And throughout, always when we have questions, they are submitted through the council's agenda, where actually the mayor is responding to each and individual questions put forth by the relevant stakeholders. Now, the second question that relates to your questions is that, if so, have you assurance to make sure that the executive response? Yes. A report is written with all questions to council, where executive mayor will respond or delegate the question to relevant MMC or an accounting officer. Do we have any backlog in regard to the issues raised by us? To date, I can tell I don't have any log all questions raised by the honorable councillors to the executive mayor. Whether have we addressed the code of conduct of councillors? Whether we have addressed the code of conduct of councillors? There was only one issue outstanding. There are continuous engagement with all stakeholders involved to finalize the issue. Honorable F.A. Mutambi, if you could recall, there was an issue around the arrest of the executive mayor with allegations of fraud and corruption with regard to the trust account. I recall when a letter was written to the municipality by the late Gordon Kekakule to say, council must actually express itself on the matter of the executive mayor. But with the powers vested to the speaker, the speaker then appointed the committee of council to investigate further the matter. Unfortunately, the matter became sub judice. As I speak to you now, the matter is before the court of law. Therefore, we have left it at there.
Acting Speaker, can you explain this sub judice thing of yours? What do you mean when you say, unfortunately, the matter becomes sub judice and it's before the court of law? So that is bad.
Yes, sorry?
That doesn't bar you from telling us the developments on that, what were the findings and all those things. Don't hide under the
subjudicator. No. I'm not hiding anything. Unfortunately, that committee have never said, since it was appointed around December, that committee have never said, till the executive mayor and the officials appear before the courts. So, to date, the matter has been remanded to the next court appearance of the three SAM. That's your director, LED, and community services, and junior official Mohau, and the executive mayor. So the matter has been remanded to the next court appearance.
So you see this thing of yours saying subjudicate is unfounded because you're able to talk to it. Why did you decide to put the word subjudicate?
Sorry?
So I'm trying to...
I'm not discussing the merits of the case, by the way.
Proceed.
Sorry?
Proceed.
I'm not discussing the merits of the case.
Yes, you were able to give us the progress on the case.
All right. No, thanks. So I think from my side, especially from the speaker's office, I try to respond to all the questions put forth by your office or by the portfolio committee. Then I will then maybe afford the mayor to give it to the management to address some of the issues.
Thank you, Honorable. Can I hand over to Municipal Manager to answer some questions?
Honorable Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee, Mefe Mutambi, MEC Chwaile, and all protocol observed.
You seem to be the only one that's complying with the COVID regulations there. The rest are not wearing their mask. You are crammed in that one room. And these are the leaders. What message are we sending to the country? I don't know. Proceed.
Thank you so much, Chairperson. The issue of, maybe let me start with one of the contentious issues. Or maybe let me, if time allows, I will take the responses from page 2 of our submissions, which deals with section 78 of the process of SLAs, how we should conduct the SLAs. The response there is no. I'm aware that the honorable members have seen this, but we have decided that from now going forward, we will ensure that managers, particularly SCM managers and all the senior managers in the municipality, are workshopped, particularly for all these other legislation, including Section 78 of the Systems Act. So there will be, and there is commitment that there's going to be change and improvement going forward. On the issue of the asset register, we are compliant with GREP 17, and the municipality is proud to state that we do not have any audit finding on PPE, plant equipment and machinery, for the asset register 2018-19 financial year, as well as 2019-2020 financial year. Yes, the municipality do have contracts that are more than 5 years. For argument's sake, one of these contracts is your financial sector, your banking contracts, and we have submitted yesterday the list of those contracts that are more than 3 years. With regards to the rates policy, both the municipality's property rates bylaw and property rates policy are compliant with the Municipality's Property Rates Act of 2004. And tariff ratios various rating categories are aligned with the Act. And for that matter, all necessary rebates are guided also by the applicable legislation. Yes, if you go to page 4, I'm trying to save the committee's time. The property, the municipality's rates, property rates, was promulgated, and we provided the Gazette number as well as the number. The other question was, are we registered as a municipality on CSD? Yes, we are registered, and we have also provided the portfolio committee with our CSD number. The debt collection as well, not all debt collection are processes are outsourced. Some are outsourced, some are done internally or with the stores. We do not buy bulk. We buy as and when our cleaning material is actually bought on monthly basis. When material or stock levels are depleting, then we would start or initiate the processes of procurement, so that, you know, if you have a lot of stores full of material, you also invite unnecessary elements like theft. And in the event of fire, then you lose a lot of items. On the issue of the public safety response, it's clear all the officials who are competent to carry firearm in terms of the Firearm Act are issued with firearms and when they start the shift and when they go off. And they also have pepper sprays and all those things. Uniform is issued to officials once every year, depending on what is it that a member is required. And this applies to both firefighters and traffic officials. The UIF, your fruitless, irregular and wasteful expenditure, we have responded to that, and I can assure the committee that the municipality or the office of the municipal manager, together with the administration team, because we are under administration, have prepared a report already for MPEC, and that report will serve at MPEC, and then from there it will go to council so that council can deal with the recommendations that would be coming from MPEC. I would appreciate in the trend, the speaker spoke to the issues of the Human Rights Commission stepping in regarding the sewer spillage at Extension 11 in Ikageng. That matter has since been arrested. The sewer spillage was sorted out, and there is even completion certificate to that effect. But I think all these sewer spillages are caused by the fact that we have realized that our municipality it's really growing exponentially high. And we have developed also master plans in electricity, sewer, water, roads, traffic management, so that we start in the near future to address all these challenges. The other issue was the issue of the refuse removal trucks that used an external service to undertake this function. Yes, regrettably, by then we could not do it otherwise. We have incurred, the question was how much money have we spent so much through this deviation or section regulation 36. We have spent regrettably 32 million because said earlier on our area has grown. And unfortunately, allow me to cite an example with the Mwe Bank informal settlement, which the municipality obtained a court order to evict them, but only after the completion or the end of the national state of disaster. Those people in those informal settlements, the municipality never budgeted for them to provide services there. But based on human rights, we are providing services there. We are removing refuse there in all our informal settlements. So all these things are contributing factors to the services that would extend, and we would find ourselves having to deviate from the normal procurement. The service, we are trying to do it internally as well, but we need more trucks. We have ordered trucks, and the ones that we have, I must be honest, they are all obsolete and they are awaiting to be auctioned very soon. The process of compiling the list of obsolete assets, it's in process. We will be auctioning them following the prescript of the law. And we hope that the monies that we will get, we will be able to procure extra refuse trucks so that in the future, this service should fully be rendered internally. The issue of overtime, I must say that the expenditure on overtime was quite shocking. The leadership together with administration have started to change things. We are reducing this overtime. We have investigated overtime and we are aware which directorates or departments are the abusers of overtime. We are going to submit a report to council, and when necessary, if there is a need for us to recoup the monies from employees who defrauded and or abused the system, we will do that without any fear, favor, and or prejudice. We are dealing with that as we speak, Chairperson. The issue of the court cases of the municipal's legals, we have submitted the list of all the cases as well as the cost to that effect. The list was submitted. The other challenge that the municipality is having, it's the amount that other government sectors are owing the municipality. The total thereof is about 100,349,710,000, and this it's as at and when we were preparing the report. So obviously this amount has increased. But what we are doing as municipalities is that we are switching off every month, and all these departments that are there, we are switching them off. But unfortunately, at times we have to be reasonable because we can't switch a hospital off, but we would engage them and say to them, kindly pay. But a typical example, in May, I'm quite certain about this Chairperson, we even switched our army bases in Chistru. And then when they spoke to me, they said that they were not aware of the account. The account was handled by Public Works, and Public Works handed over now to the Defense Force, and the Defense Force were not aware of that. But we are also addressing this with all stakeholders, that all government departments should not owe the municipality. The support by the district municipality, we did not have any SLA in place, but there are drafts that I have already briefed and seen, and we are hard at work to ensure that service level agreements and or MOUs are crafted, and sooner or later our district mayor and our local mayor will be signing these SLAs. The issue of the disaster management center, the appointment or a reappointment of the contractor who was terminated. It was done after serious interrogation and discussion between the administration team, as well as the office of the municipal manager. And the contractor himself has committed to say that if he is appointed, he is going to conclude the building of the facility with the same amount which was awarded, the original amount that was awarded for the tender. So based on that, and because we did not want to waste more time by going through again the SCM processes and everything, we thought that it would be better for us to appoint him. There is a report to this effect, as well as letters that were signed. And I've passed there yesterday afternoon. There is really progress, even though I would say the progress it's somehow late, because in all fairness, this center was supposed to have been operational as and when we speak now. There is a time expression towards the disaster center on page 14. And I've spoken a bit about the issue of the Moi Bank human settlement. We have received a court interdict. However, there is a clause or a sentence in the court interdict which is very critical to the municipality to say that even though they evicted, they must not be evicted now. They should only be evicted after the end of the COVID-19 disaster that the entire world is facing. The issue of the landfill sites, both locally, we have, because there was no guardhouse and fence in Fendersdorp, we could not deploy securities. But what we have decided to do that during the day, there is a roving security there, and even at night. So there is no static security, but the security is roving there to remove the unwanted element the site. We have already developed the terms of reference, and these terms of reference will be advertised so that we can appoint. But I must say to the committee that we had attempted to do that sometime in, and during the close of the tender, the SMMEs of JB Max came and disrupted unruly so the process of closing of the tender. They even went to an extent of tearing, destroying the tender documents and threatening violence the officials, and the officials had to run amok. This matter was reported to the SAPS, and we had to really find a way of not budging to pressure, but taking calculative risk steps to say that if we do this, what if we come and set the entire municipal building on fire and or even go to an extent of assault, because for argument's sake, the CFO was fiercely threatened during this process. And we are aware that even in Rustenburg, for argument's sake, they went to an extent of assaulting the municipal manager, who even had to be admitted. So all these things were taken into consideration, but we are going out again to advertise and to ensure that we take care of our landfill site. I would request that I pause there. If there are any other submissions that I've missed, I would gladly respond to them, Honorable Chairperson, members, as well as my local leadership. I thank you.
Your name again, Acting MM. What's your name?
My name again is Ofense Masidi, Honorable Faith Mutambi. My name is Ofense Masidi. Thank you, Your Honor.
For how long have you been acting?
I started acting on the 19th of February. And after 3 months, the administration team submitted a request for concurrence at the office of the Honorable MEC Retroaile, and concurrence was granted, Honorable Member.
So you acting until when now? I'm raising it for the case of stability in the municipality. The current concurrence thing was acting for how long now?
I think it's for the next 3 months, but it will depend on the administration team and the MEC.
Are the plans to fill the vacancy or not?
The substantive municipal manager is still on precautionary leave. And I'm aware that it's like the disciplinary case is unfolding as we are speaking.
Precautionary suspension since when?
Since the 19th of February, Your Honor.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. Colleagues, those are the responses. Can I see a show of hands of colleagues who want to interact with?
Honorable Chair.
Who's calling the chair?
Honorable Chair is Councillor Makosa, MPEC chairperson. I just want to say that there were also some questions raised from your side, so I just want to go through it, I think, before the committee can maybe engage.
Okay. You want to deal with that, Councillor Makosa? Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Chair. Sure. Thank you, Chair. There are about six questions. The first one was 14.1. It speaks to the capacity of the MPEC committee. And I would just like to say we are 11 members of the committee. Six from the ANC, two from the DA, one from the FF Plus, one from EFF, and one from the independent councillors. In the administrative side of the office, we currently have an MPEC manager. We have a researcher and an MPEC admin assistant. Chairperson, the problems that we are experiencing as MPEC is the forming quorums. We have a problem of councillors not coming to our meetings. So what we did, we did send a letter to all the works of all the parties and as well as the speaker to try and address this issue of MPEC not sitting, because we are calling meetings and some of the councillors just don't pitch. And then I moved to 18.1, where it says how many meetings were held by MPEC in the last financial year. I don't have all the dates, but I know we've according to our rules of order, we call four, but usually in a year, we call about 10 meetings, more than what is required. On 18.2 is the issue of how many reports have been rendered.
Councillor Makosa, how many meetings did you have? You say usually 10. How many? How many?
Yeah, I have a record of three,
person aware of. How many did you hold?
I've counted six that went out, but on the report there are only three. Because I just yesterday I went back and looked and find another three. So there were six meetings according to me what we called last year in the last financial year.
So sure. Proceed.
Yeah, and the next question was 18.2. How many reports have been rendered on UIF and Ws by MPEC? So the no reports of UIF and Ws were investigated to make recommendations to council. And on the issue of how many recommendations by MPEC have been implemented, on that one, we have made three oversight report recommendations. And according to us, none of them were implemented. So we are in the process of following up on all those recommendations that are not implemented. We have already generated a report for MPEC to sit and deliberate over that issues. And the last question that was raised here is, if no reports by MPEC, who should be held accountable for non-presentation of this kind of reports? And to my knowledge, according to the MFMA Section 32, Subsection 4, the accounting officer should investigate UIFs and Ws as he detects it or she, and also detected by the Auditor General. And after investigating it by the accounting officer, that reports must be made available for MPEC to further investigate and then to make recommendations to council. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you so much, Councillor. Then I'll note the colleagues. It will be Honorable Brink, followed by Honorable Groenewald, followed by Honorable Kaiser, Honorable Spies, Honorable Mukalipi, and then Honorable Dutoit will be the last one. Honorable Brink, over to you.
Thanks very much, Chairperson. I hope you can hear me and see me clearly. I've got several questions arising from the original questions posed during the oversight visit, as well as the written responses. And as much as possible, I will refer to the written responses as well, citing the paragraphs. Chair, but I want to start with an answer given, I think, by the administrator. I can't exactly distinguish between everybody because they share devices, and I didn't catch everybody's names, but I believe that the gentleman who spoke last is from the administration team.
It's an MM, it's the acting MM, not administration team.
Okay, all right, the MM, okay, all right.
Acting.
I want to start with a statement made by the acting MM referring to the disruption by several councillors of a project, including interfering with tender documentation, which I think is probably one of the most serious allegations that have been made before us here. And I think it's very, very important that we record it and that we follow up on that.
You're very right.
And I immediately want to then turn to the answer given by the speaker. Sorry, Chair. Should I switch off my camera?
Yeah, you have to switch off your video now.
All right.
Let's see how does it progress. Sure.
All right.
Proceed.
I wanted to say that the statement by the acting mayor referring to the disruption of a project by councillors, as well as their interference with tender documentation, is a very serious allegation that this committee should take note of and follow up on. And then I want to refer to the paragraph of the written answers given to our questions, 17, paragraph 17, in which the speaker says in 17.5 that there is only one outstanding disciplinary matter to be dealt with, and that other...
Yes, Honorable Radebe.
My humble apology. I did not want to interject, Comrade Brink, but Honorable Brink, but I just want to rectify one thing, Chair. I think the MM said SMMEs, not councillors, that disrupted. So that we are all on the same page, Chair. My humble apology.
I heard reference to councillors, but I'm sure the MM can correct that perception if it's the wrong one.
Who's Tolilo Jojo Chaka? Can I understand who's Tolilo Jojo Chaka? Who's this person?
Honorable, this MMC from JV Max.
Yeah, I think you must stop abusing the chat system. It's leading to confusion. Ne?
Okay, ma'am.
Because Sam is even saying executive mayor is not auditable. What is auditable? Can people stop abusing the chat system, please?
I don't know where to get the link.
No. I'm saying all of us, if you want to raise a hand, than to write stuff on the chat group. Ne? You hear what I'm trying to say? Okay. Proceed, Honorable Brink.
So, Chairperson, I heard a reference to councillors. I might be mistaken. But if that is the case, I invite the acting municipal manager to correct me. However, if there is
acting
an
acting MM, you said councillors or SME MMs, so that we deal with this once and for all. That is massive.
Honorable Chairperson and Dr. Brink, I referred to small, medium, micro enterprises, SMMEs, local SMMEs, who think that anything and every tender that goes out locally, it should be theirs, because there is that perception that no one should be allowed to come and work in another municipality. It's a trend that we are seeing as and when we talk as municipal managers or acting in the district. In Matosana, they would chase away the people from Poch when they submit tenders. In Poch, they would do the same. So it's those group of people. It's not councillors. It's not elected municipal councillors. I thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair. I welcome that clarification. I will then move on to the other issues. So, Chairperson, I have an indication that the CFO and the municipal manager of the municipality have been suspended on the strength of an SIU investigation into irregular COVID transactions. But, Chairperson, the indication is also that this report has not been shared with the municipal council. Can we please have an indication of the basis on which the CFO and the municipal manager were in fact suspended? Was it a decision that was submitted to council? And was that investigative report shared by council? We know that the municipality is under administration, but it would only make sense that the elected council continue to fulfill its obligations in terms of the Systems Act. Chairperson, then I want to turn to the answer in paragraph 5.1 of the written submission that refers to the number of council meetings that has been held. And I'm not sure what the accuracy of this written account is, but in answer to the question of meetings held since 2019-20 to date, there is no indication that a council meeting has happened in 2021. I'm sure that is erroneous, but can we please have a clear indication of what the actual answer is to that? Then, Chairperson, in regards to the meetings of MPAC dealt with in paragraph 13 and 18 of the written submission, as well as what the Chairperson of MPAC has told us here today, that MPAC has not been able to meet and to do its work effectively because of the non-attendance of councillors. I then want to take it back to the answer of the Speaker, and I want to ask the Speaker, given your answer in paragraph 17, that all but one matter has been dealt with in terms of disciplinary allegations, why has there been no disciplinary charges or investigation into councillors who prevent MPAC from reaching a quorum and so conducting its business? And that same question, Chairperson, can go to the MEC, who also has a role in terms of the code of conduct for councillors, in that if councillors miss a certain number of meetings in a row of council and of its committees, then there must be disciplinary implications. In fact, a councillor can be removed on that basis. I want to know from the Speaker why this matter has not been, have you not proceeded with investigations? And if you have, please give us the details, and to the MEC as well. Why have you not proceeded? And if you have, why has it taken so long? Because the boycotting of MPAC meetings can effectively prevent that committee from fulfilling its job in terms of investigating, especially irregular expenditure. Chairperson, indications are that in the last financial year, 2019-20, JB Marks had irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure of 300 million rand, which is about 20% of the budget of that municipality, which makes the fact that MPAC is not investigating the irregular expenditure a very serious matter indeed. And also looking to paragraph 13 and 18, that MPAC has not met this year, according to the written account, makes it very, very problematic. Then a chairperson, in paragraph 13.1, the question is, has a financial disciplinary a board been established in terms of the MFMA? That question is not answered. The Financial Disciplinary Board investigates allegations of contravention of the MFMA, including the type of tender irregularities that we see in this municipality. Can we please have a clear answer whether such a Financial Disciplinary Board has been established? Because that has not been answered. And please, from the chairperson of MPAC, whether he has followed up on this statutory duty that the council has. Chairperson, then, as to the outstanding municipal accounts of councillors, indicated as about 57,000, 58,000 rand in paragraph 8.3, it says there that the mayor will write a letter to the councillors. Chairperson, this is also within the ambit of the discipline of council. And I'm not sure if the chief whip has got terms of reference here. If she does have delegations from council to deal with discipline, can she please answer why this has not been dealt with on a disciplinary basis, as well as the speaker on the same account? Then lastly, chairperson, there was a question about whether the executive mayor answers all of the questions that is posed to him. Back then, I think it's now her, but the question was there at the time that we did our oversight visit any backlog of written questions by councillors to the executive mayor? And in paragraph 17, the speaker indicates that there is no backlog of written questions by councillors to the executive mayor. And it's a very, very important oversight and accountability mechanism. And Chair, the indication from councillors in JB Marks is that that answer is false and misleading. In fact, I have shared with members of the committee a question by Councillor Chris Hutton. I'm not going to read it out, but I can make it available to the speaker, that was posed at the end of 2019 and never answered. Now, chairperson, this is not just an oversight by the speaker in answering this question. It's very serious that by negligence or intent, this portfolio committee is being misled. If there are any outstanding questions to the executive mayor, the speaker must not inform this committee that that is not the case. In fact, answer the question truthfully. And chairperson, through you, I think we must give the speaker an opportunity to say whether her answer is accurate or in fact risk misleading this committee, which can have very, very serious consequences for that particular councillor in the position of a speaker. Chairperson, I've got other questions, but in the interest of giving members the opportunity to ask their questions, I will tackle them in further rounds of questioning. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Brink. I'll allow you that opportunity in the second round. The next hand is of Honorable Groeneveld.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, again, if I'm allowed, can I please switch off my camera?
It's okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I've got only a few questions as well. I'll come back in a second round. But firstly, I want to ask if the speaker is present in this meeting of JB Marks.
Is the acting speaker who's present? We are told the speaker is off sick.
Okay, well, Chairperson, Chairperson, in terms of the election of the mayor, and I have to bring it up, the Act is quite clear to state that the procedures set out in this schedule, that's Schedule 3 of the Structures Act, applies whenever a municipal council meets to elect the speaker. The Chairperson, then firstly, it says the formal requirements, a nomination must be made in the form of determined by the municipal manager. The form on which a nomination is made must be signed by two members of the municipal council and so on. Then at 4, it says at a meeting in which the schedule applies, the person presiding must announce the names of the person who have been nominated as candidates. Then the election procedure, Chairperson, is quite the important part in terms of the election of the new mayor of JB Marks. It said that if more than one candidate is nominated, a vote must be taken at the meeting by secret ballot. Each councillor present in the meeting may cast one vote, then a person presiding must declare elected a candidate who receives the majority of the votes. Chairperson, I want to find out from the acting speaker if they did vote with a secret ballot in that meeting. Before I can go on, Chair.
Acting speaker, are you ready to respond to that? The question on the election of the mayor, did you vote with a secret ballot?
No, Speaker, we did not actually vote through the secret ballot. Remember, there was a proposal made by the opposition to say they put a motion that we must proceed through a secret ballot. And then there was another proposal that was a counter in that proposal of the TA, and we voted on how we should vote through the election of the speaker, of the mayor. Then the House agreed that no, it should be through a show of hands. So that's how we conducted our meeting in that council meeting.
If the municipality have the right to overwrite the Structures Act and move forward within the council by decision of council.
No, no, let's avoid the dialogue. They will respond to that as long as the clarity that you've asked, you've got it.
Okay, yes, that's a follow-up question, Chair.
Let's avoid that dialogue for the sake of progress.
Yes, Chairperson, it's not dialogue. It's a follow-up question. That's why I asked the question first, Chairperson. The municipality must then respond to say that if they see the mayor as duly elected, if the municipality have the right in a council meeting to override the laws of South Africa, so I want the MM to answer that, or the speaker. Then, Chairperson, in terms of the annual budget, in the MFMA Chapter 16, it says the council of the municipality must for each financial year approve an annual budget for the municipality before the start of the financial year. We all know that. In order for the municipality to comply with subsection 1, so for the municipality to comply with subsection 1, subsection 1 says the council of the municipality must for each financial year approve an annual budget. The mayor of the municipality must table the annual budget at the council meeting at least 90 days before the start of the budget year. We can see in the responses they have not done it. So the question then will be on the MEC, what, can I say, approval has been given from his side, and that the mayor, can I say, table a report to council to say why is the reason that she did not comply with the annual, can I say, with the act, the MFMA Act. Chairperson, then further on, in terms of the refuge removal, we look at the answers they gave us. It's 1.3 million a month they use on refuge removal trucks. And they say it's on an ad hoc basis, but yet it's already going for 2 years. Can they explain to us what they mean with ad hoc basis then? Then, Chairperson, in terms of 25 of the responses, did they engage with any of the government departments to get them outstanding money from them? And if so, what was the result of that? And then maybe the MEC can respond if they actually did come to him and ask for help in terms of that. Then on terms of your written questions, and I know Honorable Brent touched on it as well, you said that there's a report being, can I say, given to council. When was that report tabled last, and when will the next report then be tabled? And then in terms of your asset management, your inventory is overstated by just more than 9 million. but yet the division of powers within that department is not there. The person ordering and the person receiving is one and the same person. So if you have got the risk of exactly that theft, kind of the inventory going missing and so forth, why is there not a division of powers? And then in terms of your written response on 32.1, a lot of the vehicles are standing at these private workshops for more than 2 years already. And they are totally dilapidated. Why has it not been auctioned off or repaired, as the cost is rising in terms of storage fees and not yet in use, therefore wasting taxpayers' money? And Chairperson, then I will pause there as well and come in the second round. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. They've noted all your questions. They will have to respond to that. Honorable Teza. Honorable Teza.
No, thank you very much, Chair, for allowing us. First question, the first comment is that I would then advise that in our organization, we are trained to use the 30 minutes prior any meeting or any appointment to actually anticipate any glitches that we might experience before that particular meeting. Or you can just drink coffee and wait for that person to arrive on time. That is the most basic discipline that we can share with the municipality, so that we don't have next time such things as they happen today. We can't allow them, because they eat on the time of the members and the time of parliament. This has to really be taken seriously, because this is the work of our people. And if a municipality is going down, such as this one, we need action as to what then is the action going forward, and what is the recovery plan in terms of what needs to be. So they need to keep that in mind and just drill themselves on a daily basis, or stand in front of the mirror and tell themselves these things all the time, that I will be on time, this is my work, this is what I do, and I will be disciplined, and I will remain like that so long as I am employed by the people. Thank you very much, Chairperson. And my first question then says that something that I read in terms of local government transformation and turnaround programs to build capacity and improve performance in the municipalities. To what extent have they done that in the municipality in ensuring that the internal audit teams are then capacitated in order to resolve their over-reliance on consultant firms? That's one question, Chair. My second question then is the ineffectiveness and of interventions. I have a problem here, Chair, because my problem is one. I've always been asking and researching as to what is the time frame, and then I went to some read through another doctor who wrote about decentralization, and he says there that the problem with decentralization is that you give those municipalities on the pretext that you would have people that are competent enough and are disciplined and are dedicated and are ethical to actually run those powers and functions, and to then say that the municipal systems act saying that they will then they leave it to their discretion. At a point of collapse, here we are dealing with Section 100 of the Northwest, and we're dealing with Section 139. And I do not know what capabilities does the province and the municipalities that are dysfunctional able to come to the realization that now it's enough. The intervention is enough. I just want both the province and the municipality to engage me on that one. And then my other question then relates to what SALGA, the response of SALGA in terms of the activeness of the support of Municipal Accounts Committee. How many of these Godali District impact forums have they conducted in ensuring that the impacts in this municipality is functioning? Because, Chair, here is another issue that I have. You have a process of council of the impact that should then go to council to resolve that this particular person must be investigated vis-a-vis the mayor, the previous mayor that has defrauded the state, and then going forward, when you have such things, are the terms of reference for the municipal accounts committees able to provide power to municipal accounts committees to then consult prior the council resolution to consult the Chapter 9 institutions to then investigate? Because my problem is that these politicians are not investigated. They should wait for the council, and council surely should at one point be intimidated by these politicians in terms of being approved to, because we have a problem of dysfunctional impacts, and then you have a process here holding the impacts to then go to the council without the terms of reference, giving them power to be at ease to go to Chapter 9 institution to then say this politician has taken money, this particular amount, to the supply chain management, and without any consequences, and without, you know. So Chairperson, I just wanted them to ascertain or to satisfy that part. Then, I wanted to also, I wanted them to also clarify to us as to what extent have they addressed the issue of the 30,000 rand per annum allocation to the traditional leaders and the 350 monthly allowance to the traditional leadership and institution. I just wanted them to clarify as to what extent have they resolved the issue, and so that it doesn't remain an insult to these institutions.
That's for the province, eh?
Yes.
The question is to the MEC.
Yes. So, and on the 100 million owed by departments, of that amount, how much of it is owed by the departments? How much of it is owned by businesses? And what has been the action from the municipality to then recoup from both businesses and the money that is owed to them? Then to the province again, Chair, I just wanted to ask that to what extent has the department addressed the issue of the residential areas which are in a Dolomic area within the municipality? What is the action there? The new mayor can the new mayor tell us what is the turnaround strategy to deal with the culture of nepotism, cronyism, and corruption in the municipality, as it was put as a foundation by a mayor who has defrauded the state? Surely a leader who has done that has somewhat led by example. So what to erode that? What is the action going forward?
And then the issue of environment, Chair, in JP Marks, people are complaining that the environment is in a state of disarray. What is the action then? What action is to be taken to deal not only with illegal dumping sites, but with everything, with sewer? I heard that they have completed this, but people are still complaining to us today. I'm not talking about the completion of, I'm talking about what you are saying today, that municipality is unstable. And I think those would be my question for now, Chairperson. I do have other questions. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Honorable Kaiser. Honorable Mukalipi, followed by Honorable Hadewe, followed by Honorable Spies and Honorable Detroit. My apologies. I introduce Honorable Detroit as a member of the legislature. I'm so sorry, Honorable Detroit. He's our colleague from the National Council of Provinces. My apologies for that. Honorable Mukalipi.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Thanks very much for your patience and guidance. But Chair, I just need to add my voice on what happened this morning. It can't be. We can't tolerate such a misbehavior from the leadership who's supposed to go and service people on the ground. So therefore, Chairperson, I think it was the first and the last time happening under our watch, because we also been getting some concern from the people on the ground, especially on the services, that the municipality does not have any political will to address such issues. So now it's happening under our watch. As Honorable Kaiser was stressing to the point that it can be that now when we're supposed to start a meeting at 9:30, people are struggling to connect. It means those people, they were not even ready to come and start the meeting as if they were not aware that they were supposed to be in the meeting. It does not reflect good leadership qualities. And I was hoping that since there's a new mayor, there'll be some sense of agency and some sense of saying that we want to portray a good quality of leadership. I think, Chairperson, I wanted also to raise that as it was raised by other colleagues. The second point, Chairperson, I think we want to get a clarity, because it can't help us as a committee to come here, not for the first time. This is not the first time we're engaging with the municipality. We are engaging with them to do our oversight as COCTA committee, but most of the issues that you are engaging municipality are the issues that are emanating from the ground. Chairperson, when we had an oversight that includes the municipality, which is JP Marks, which we are engaging today, we had some engagement with them before. And same issues are coming back. It seems as if we still have to come back and ask the very same issues and questions that we asked a long time ago. And there's no progress. I was hoping that since there's a new mayor, we are going to get a different sense of a political will of some sort. But it seems as if I don't know, it's just because the mayor is coming from the very same political party. I really don't know. And you wonder and you ask yourself, why do you have to say that I'm ready to lead when you are given a position of a responsibility? And then you just don't just take people serious. Because we were there, Chairperson, I think it was on the 7th of May. It was our last day as a COCTA committee. Unfortunately, time was not on our side and where to leave. And when we concluded, we said to the municipality, please give us responses by the 13th of May, because it was our last day on the 7th of May. It's almost 13 days after. The municipality asked for extension. They said they are not ready on the 13th of May, 2021. They want to extend to the 19th of May. We said, okay, it's fine. But as well, it didn't augur well with us as a committee, because We think those issues that we raise as committee, those leadership of the municipality, they're supposed to know. They're supposed to have answers. If we are a public servant, if we are a person who's elected on the ticket that you're an activist, you can't be asking for extension to respond to issues that are affecting your people. How do you sleep at night? Fair enough. We said, okay, whenever we are ready on the 19th of May, give us those responses. Guess what, Chair? They only submitted on the 16th of July, 2 months later, with a new mayor that's supposed to crack the whip, to help people. He's supposed to have all energy to say that I'm the new sheriff in town. Please, please, let us show some sense of seriousness. 2 months later, we responded to as this committee chairperson. If this committee is not respected as a committee that is doing oversight of the municipality, how much more a poor person there who does not have a voice, who just have a voice only after 5 years to go and elect a leader who's going to service him or her? Nevertheless, Chair, I just wanted to ask the mayor specifically, for how long are we going to come back to her municipality? As much as I understand that she's going to say that I'm the new mayor, but it does not matter because they're working as a collective. So he's a political head. She must tell us for how long we must come back and ask the mayor how far with these issues. There's a problem of bulk water in the municipality, and we don't know if it has been addressed. But our people on the ground, they are telling us that no, there's no changes here. It's still one and the same thing. The state of governance, we are told by our people that the state of governance is so poor because there's no one in the municipality who is doing the oversight. There's no one who's accountable for what is termed as a mess in the municipality. They are saying, Chairperson, there's a lot of financial mismanagement in the city. Supply chain process are not correctly followed. Service providers are paid millions without rendering service to the city. The inflation of prices by service providers, Chairperson, are said that it is the order of the day. For instance, they are telling us that there is a 700 million being used without any accountability, including investments that even Treasury have no idea at a municipal level had it been looted if the Treasurer does not have any idea. Chairperson, you are also told that the sewer spillage is all over the township, particularly in the old location because of blockage and non-maintenance of old pipes is not happening. So last time we also had asking the municipality that some of the councillors within the municipalities are owing the municipalities. And the answer that we got, what? No, we have written a letter to those councillors. We are talking about the value of 58.7 million. So that is the only that you can do, to write a letter to people who are robbing municipality a value of 58.7 million. You can't be serious, political leadership of JP Max. You have a former mayor who has been defrauded municipality. And then the acting speaker, when the chair was asking, what do you mean by this matter is sub judice? He just come with any other reasons. So you can't expect people just to be happy with you. Just have conscience when you go and sleep at night as an acting speaker, as a mayor, as a whip, whatever term that you are being given on behalf of the people. You didn't apply for those jobs. You didn't just put your CV there. You are entrusted by the people to service them. So how do you sleep at night if the situation is like this under municipalities? I just want to get one clarity, which is a political will in this leadership, Chairperson. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mkalipi, Honorable Hadebe.
Thank you so much, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Faith Mutambi. I've been partly covered by my colleagues. I have two issues to raise in a form of follow-up to issues that have been raised by the colleagues, Chair. First, the issue that relates to MPEG not meeting. Chair, you have what we called Municipal Systems Act and Code of Conduct for Councillors, Chair. It's very clear in its articulation in terms of the sanction for non-attendance that a municipality must have rules of order and they must sanction councillors for non-attendance. And if councillors have failed to attend 3 consecutive meetings, those councillors have removed themselves from council. So I'd like to get a sense and understanding. How many meetings of MPEG did those councillors miss? What was the sanction imposed? If there are any councillors that have missed 3 consecutive MPEG meeting, those councillors ought to be removed from council as per the Systems Act Schedule 1 sanction for non-attendance of meetings. That's the first aspect, Chair. The second aspect is what Honorable Brink raised in relation to the Municipal Structures Act, Schedule 3, election procedure for mayors, executive mayors. It says, Chair, and I quote, if more than one candidate is nominated, a vote must be taken at the meeting by a secret ballot, Chair. And the key and operative word there is must. It says it must be undertaken by a secret ballot. And must, it's a legal requirement. So I'd like to get from the MEC whether or not what we are told transpired in that municipality, that a vote was undertaken by show of hands. Did the MEC sought to rectify such, because these pieces of legislation are in terms of the procedures, they must be followed to the latter. We must dot all the I's and cross all the T's. It's not either or. We are not unless indicated otherwise in terms of the law. So those were the two questions, Chair, that I wanted to make a follow-up. And what is key and critical from what I've said is to get the number of meetings that did not meet the relevant quorum, whether or not those councillors forwarded their apology and whether or not those apologies were accepted. If they were not accepted, therefore it means they are in breach of the code of conduct for councillors. Thank you, Chair. So,
thank you so much, Honorable Adebe. Honorable Spies, over to you. Honorable Spies.
Yes, Chairperson.
Yes, proceed.
You can't see me, can you? No. I'm just going to switch it off. Thank you. Chairperson, my question is with reference to question and response number 20. The issue of refuse removal. Chairperson, so there has been 2 responses to that question. The one involves the procurement of refuse removal vehicles. The one also refers to the deviation, and it's an exorbitant amount of about, I think, 32 million rand. And whether it's by deviation, Chair, or it is by normal supply chain processes, it seems that a lot of money has been going into refuse removal. Yet, Chairperson, as we speak, there are communities in particular in that municipality whose waste have not been collected. A particular community in this regard is the community of Marikana, a settlement there. And I would like to understand, if so much money has been spent, whether through the deviation or also normal supply chain processes on waste removal, why is it that we are still sitting with communities who are not receiving services and whose waste is not collected? Why is it not collected? By when will it be collected? Thank you, Chairperson.
Yeah. The next speaker is Honorable Dudoit. Over to you, colleague.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, I've got a few questions. Honorable Chair, firstly, the Mayor mentioned more than once this morning, and I'm quoting, when I arrived at the municipality, close quote. as she was new to the establishment. Now, if I'm not mistaken, she's been a councillor at JB Mark since before 2016. She's therefore well aware of the issues in the municipality. Chair, and then the acting MM mentioned water leaks and potholes that have been addressed in the municipality. It's however evident that private businesses and AfriForum has been and are still repairing potholes in the different areas as we speak. And this is at the residents' expense. I personally reported water leaks and potholes in JB Marks since February 2021 to the then administrator, as well as the director, as well as the speaker's office. But to avail, the fresh water is still running down the streets, millions of liters of water going to waste, and the roads are also deteriorating as a result of that. Like I say, I reported it myself, and obviously the councillors reported it as well. If we can be updated as to is there a plan in place with the priority listing of current water leaks and potholes in the municipality, if that could be submitted to this committee, it would be appreciated. Chair, and then on point 8.3, report. Honourable Chair.
Are there specific areas that you can measure generally across the entire municipality?
It's across the entire municipality, Ward 3, Ward 5, Bailey Park, Porch Central, the industrial sites. That is why I'm asking, is there a priority list that municipality has drafted or compiled that can be submitted to us to take note of? Because at the moment, the residents are repairing roads and potholes out of their own pockets, and the water leaks are still persisting in the areas. May I proceed, Chair?
Yes, I wanted that clarity. And then I think they will talk to it as well of this issue now, residents taking over the municipal function. Because they're doing that because they can't then afford to get that sort of things. Yeah, then they will have to talk to that. And I'd like the MEC to also talk to this issue. It's very critical. Proceed.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, then on point 8.3, the report on outstanding municipal accounts, the report provided to this committee is not correct. There are names on this report of people that are not councillors at JB Marks anymore. So obviously a new report should be submitted, although we try to finalise things today. Then 29.2, the disaster centre. It says that a council has, the question is, has council given approval for the project to be finalised? Now, a reinstatement report was apparently signed on the 13th of April 2021. And if I'm not mistaken, it was signed by the administrator. But council has not yet approved this. And the excuse that's been given is that they're afraid of litigation costs. But what is the estimated cost of completion of this disaster center? Will we be getting value for money? Obviously, the contractor that is currently doing the work, his work has been stopped initially by the municipality because of underperformance and maybe substandard work. I cannot say that as a fact, but if you look at the state of that disaster center, it can just be assumed. So I want to know, does the municipality get value for money, and what is the new estimated cost for this, and has it been budgeted for? Where will the funds come from? On question 23, the updated overtime report was requested by Councillor Steyn months ago through the channels, through the Speaker's office. But up to now, that overtime report has not yet served before council. Why is it taking so long to provide reports like this? It's a common report that can be obtained from the payment office. And then lastly, Chair, with regards to the Mooibank illegal settlement, the mention was made of the refuse trucks, basically saying that the 32 million being paid for the refuse trucks forms part of this service that's supposed to be, or that is now apparently being delivered to the Mooibank informal settlements, in spite of the fact that there are no wheelie bins in that area, since it's not a legal settlement. Furthermore, councillors were apparently involved in placing people in that area. I want to know from the municipality, has any steps been taken to investigate if councillors were in fact involved in the placement of people on that area that is not suitable for human settlement? And if yes, what steps has been taken in this regard? That is all from me at this stage. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much, Honourable Colleague, Honourable Du Toit. I think in terms of my direct, your hand was up at some point. Did you drop it?
No, Chair. I'm just too demoralized. I don't see any need to ask any question because I believe if the municipality was taking their role and responsibility serious, their response towards our questions could have been of a better quality. I always believe that when people are deployed in any deployment by their political parties, especially the political heads, they are seen to be the best of the best in that particular area or municipality. But unfortunately, in this situation, it's a vice versa. So asking any question is not going to do any justice to us. We've had the nature of the response that we've just received now, which is equivalent to the update. So you then ask yourself that if people are failing to attend a visual meeting, then how are they planning in the municipality? How are they providing services to the people? Just a failure to attend a visual meeting, then we are struggling with the sound. And the struggle of the sound is not a network problem. It simply means that most of them were in one room, or maybe there was that just a technical challenges that could have been resolved earlier, but they were failing as the municipality. So you then ask yourself to say, if these people are unable to do just a network, how are they managing the municipality? How are they servicing our people? So, Chair, asking question is not going to assist. These people are the disgrace to our people, our community out there. And I just hope that we could go to the local government and all the political parties can assist us in prioritizing the people and ensuring that they deploy the best of the best in the municipality so that we are able to assist our people. So, Chair, I can't ask any question. I think my colleagues have covered me, and I'm just wondering if we're going to get the response that we're looking for in this institution. Thank you, Chair.
Be hopeful. The MEC is also here. Honorable Groenewald, is your hand up again?
Yes, Chair. There's just one question I missed, Chair, that I quickly want to ask, if it's possible.
Sure.
Chairperson, in terms of the municipality's water quality, and I've got reports for the last 2 years of the chlorination. Some weeks goes by, then they do not chlorinate, and then suddenly they chlorinate too much. Is there a plan for the chlorination of the water resources, or are they just throwing in chlorination as they see fit? Is there a plan in terms of what they are keeping the quality of the water quality in such a state that it is acceptable for everybody? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Can we allow the team led by the mayor to deal with the issues as raised? Then I'll give the MEC an opportunity to respond and comment to some of the issues at the end. Mayor, over to you, Majoro.
Thank you, Honorable. In the question,
see you first, Mayor. Want to see your picture of you?
Okay. In the question that was raised by Honorable Khalifa, okay. Thanks for correction. In the question that was raised by Honorable Khalid, there is a
Mkalipa.
Mkalipi.
Pi.
Mkalipi. I just want to say that there is a change since I was in the office. And then the other question of what are we doing? Is there any political will in the municipality? Yes, there is a political
will. There is a change since you have been in office. You have been in office. My honorable colleague, Honorable George, saying you have been there as a councillor for quite some time. You mean the change since you have been the mayor?
No. Remember, I was a ward councillor by then. I was not in the executive position. Yes.
Since you have been executive mayor now,
yes, ma'am.
What change can you ascribe to that to say this is the change, the tangible change that I can say? Because to say there's a change and you don't say what change. You must tell us this is the change that I'm referring to, something tangible that we can it can inspire hope to all of us who are in this meeting now.
There is much change there in the side of the pothole. We managed to rectify what was mistaken. The pothole, we filled up the pothole. And the spillage, there is no more much spillage except there's place where we don't know about. And then if there is any report that is outstanding, it can come to my attention so that we can fix it. And then in the administration issue, in supply chain, we have suspended two officials. And the Mekong, I've already changed how the Mekong was run by the former executive mayor, who can cover the outstanding issues that's supposed to be addressed. We have sent ESMCOM to agree we are going to support NITI to address outstanding, because we have much outstanding that must be fixed of time. And the last we have is the 7 for MECOM. And I think the municipalities comes to the anomaly. And then if the there's another question of Councillor Dikwait. The Ward 3, Ward 4, Bailing Park. It's not Councillor, Honorable Dikwait, sorry. If there is any other outstanding service that I don't know of, can that the problem come to my attention so that we can deal with that outstanding? We don't select business as the municipality. We wanted to cover each and every outstanding service delivery to serve our community with dignity. I don't know whether is there any other except that I have answered.
The matters of overtime that has been raised by
I will ask
Honorable Brink, these matters you have raised, the one that Councillor Moluman has been raising since 2019. You heard the question by Honorable Brink. And then the other issue, you heard Honorable Dutoit saying committee members are fixing potholes. Okay. You are saying you have dealt with all the portals, unless the one that you don't know.
Yes, ma'am.
What is that?
Now, the overtime, I will ask the municipal manager to deal with it. And then the community that fixed the pothole amount in towns, I don't know whether they are volunteering, because they have never come to my attention. There is any community that fixed the pothole. I don't have any arrangement, and I have not been asked to come and to get the presentation for any community member to come and help the municipality. Maybe if it's that, maybe it's the previous arrangement. And then the word 3, word 4, word 5, I will, after this meeting, I would like the Honorable
Madam Mashiko, Mayor, can I plead with Madam Mashiko to mute his microphone, please? JK Mashiko, Cocktail Northwest, mute your microphone, please. You're disrupting the executive mayor who can't hear properly. Executive Mayor?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I will let Honorable Dutoy to give me the area so that immediately after this meeting, I must go and attend or to see what is happening on that side, because I'm not aware of. And then in the WhatsApp group of directors, MMC and mayors, we have the WhatsApp group where we address quickly our challenges received from the ward councillors. So as the executive mayor, I'm willing to work with each and everyone around JB Maxx as a whole, so that we can manage to give our community a better services.
No, thanks, Chair. Let me then respond to questions raised by different councillors. One is on page 3, 5.1.
Who's speaking now?
Members of Parliament, there is. I'm going to answer to, because some of them, they correlate.
Responding now. Isn't that you are using the same gadget? You need to say again, so and so the speaker, or so and so the MM. I can recognize the mayor.
Okay.
The mayor who's on the picture now. And there's somebody who's speaking. Who's speaking now? Okay. Who has taken the podium? Colleagues? JB Maxx colleagues, we're still waiting for you to come in.
Honorable Chair?
Yes.
It's MPEC Chairperson here. I've picked up two questions. Can I, in the meantime, just respond to that too?
No.
Yes, you can, Councillor Magos.
Yes, thank you, Chair.
Chair,
I picked up two questions.
Am I audible?
You can't be interjecting. The colleagues at the JB Maxx municipality, you must wait. We have just given the MPEC Chair an opportunity now to speak because you lost network, if I'm not mistaken. So just listen to the Chairperson of MPEC, then you will come after the Chairperson of MPEC. Proceed, Chairperson of MPEC.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. I've picked up two questions. I think both are the same from Honorable Brunk and Honorable Hadebe. It is the question of the non-attendance of the members and the issue of disciplinary action against councillors. What we've done as the MPEC office, we have bring this under attention. We wrote letters to all the whips of different parties and to the speaker as well, and that was in February to attend to this issue. But currently also know, as the acting speaker, I did raise this issue with him, and I just hope that he might deal with this issue, because the members who are not attending, there are definitely records in the speaker's office about councillors who don't attend the records. So based on that, I think acting speaker can just maybe act on those things, because really, Chairperson, it is a problem. We have just received our new audit outcome, and as MPEC, we must deal with that issue as well. And if members don't come, we cannot do our oversight properly. So I'm just hoping that things are going well, and the new acting speaker for now will assist us in this matter. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Can I hand over back to the colleagues that are in the council chamber? Have you re-established your connection?
Chair, I think it's the acting speaker from Denmark speaking now.
Sure, proceed, acting speaker.
Yes, I just wanted to respond to some few questions. One is on your page three, 5.1. The question was related to a council meeting that was held between 2019 and 2020. There was no 2021 request from the portfolio committee. So that's how we responded to the question. Then the other question is the attendance of councillors in portfolio committees, not only MPEC, that is not actually sitting, including portfolio committees are not sitting due to them not forming a quorum. But then I made a request that each and every chairperson of the portfolio committee must make a report to say proper disciplinary process must then kick in. Because I'm aware of Schedule 1, that if you miss three consecutive meetings, then you actually automatically have to relinquish your position as a council. So I think once I get that report, then we'll act on that report. And then the other question is related to councillors who actually were involved in the Moibang matter. I can say to you that where I'm sitting, I haven't received any report, but I will be requesting whoever know of what facts to that effect that certain councillors so that actually I'm not running around the bush. Then I go to the relevant people who actually, I think, according to the report that I have received, they must then go to so that then we deal with the issue of those councillors. Lastly, one I wanted to correct is that councillors owing 58 million rand. That's the wrong statement. And I need to correct it because what we said there is 58,000 rand. And from where I'm sitting, some councillors have already made an arrangement to pay off that money. Thank you. I think if that's
58,000.
Yeah, it's not 58,000.
Yeah, 58,000 is correct. So who has paid, who has not paid? Because you seem to know the figures.
Thank you, Chairperson. We will provide the councillor that has already paid, because I know of some has already paid and others has already made an arrangement.
Are the members of the executive who are on that list?
No. There is no one in the executive who are in the list.
A lot of questions remains unanswered, Majoro. Colleagues raise a lot of questions. It can't be ma'am now. Who's answering the questions now? There were a lot of questions, and I hope you were all noting the questions. The quarter of the questions is asked by the colleagues. You've not yet done a quarter of them. Who's next? Acting MM.
Honorable Chairperson, once again, it's Acting MM Ofentse Masibi for the record purpose. Will answer all the administrative questions that are left out. And I will request your indulgence that the question regarding the suspended substantive chief financial officer and the MM be answered
by the mayor,
by the administration team and the mayor. But where I'm sitting, Honorable Chair, I'm aware that that report of the ISIU was shared by the first administrator, Ntate Thupi Mokgatla, in a council meeting he flagged that report. It was really presented to council in a virtual meeting. But the administrator, Mayor Advocate Dinewo, will add on that. The other question was regarding council meetings during the year of 2020-21 financial year. Chairperson, how we crafted the answers? The answers were crafted based on the questions asked, because the financial year in question was 2019-2020. And our answers and responses were directly to that particular financial year.
Chair.
Yes, Honorable Brink.
Just on a point of information. The questions clearly say to date. From the 2019-2020 financial year to date. Now, interpretation, you can say to date of the meeting of our oversight committee, which I think was in April. But
7th of May. The last date to date was up to the 7th of May. That's the way we met with them.
May I proceed, Chairperson?
Yes, Mr. Masiwi. The clarity was that the question was to date, and to date will mean up to the 7th of May, 2021.
All right, no, thank you for that clarity. It's an oversight from our side, Chairperson.
Yes.
Now, going forward with regards to number of council meetings which were held in the financial year 2020, the municipality held 12 special council meetings and 3 ordinary meetings. And the agenda and the minutes of those meetings are available. If the committee wants them, we would make them available, honorable members. Councillor Makausa have answered the issue of MPEC and why the DC seems not to be taken. It was answered. This issue of 300 million fruitless and wasteful expenditure, honorable members, it's as a result of the measure. A big chunk of this money comes from the erstwhile Ventersdorp municipality. You'd remember that in most of the forums, including at the Provincial Public Committee, Public Accounts Committee, we could not provide information, particularly from the erstwhile Ventersdorp region, because of the building has burnt down. The only thing that should happen here is that I believe that we must submit a report to council for council to write off this, because a big chunk of it comes from the measure. What we can do to assist the honorable members to be on par with us, we can provide a report, which at one stage, I think we provided it to National Treasury and COCTA, where we listed the various UIFs, if I may use the word, UIFs in that 300 million. So I think we will just have to make that report because it's available. I'll speak to the manager in my office to immediately, when we are done, email it to our lady that side, Kastin. The issue of the financial disciplinary board, the previous municipal manager did establish this board, but the board never sat. That's according to my recollection. The board was established, but I think what was the problem was the constitution of the board itself. And the board never sat and it never functioned. I would not mislead the committee, but there is proof.
What are you doing about that? You are aware there was a board and the law requires you to establish one. Since you have been acting, now that your contract has been renewed to act, what are you doing about it as an accounting office?
The board will be established, honorable members, and information with regards to that.
When? Because you leave it
before
open
the end of August, honorable member. I mean, before the end of. Come again, madam?
Before the end of what?
Before the end of August, the board will be in place and its terms of references will be crafted, will be approved, and a report will also be sent to council for council to take note who are the members of the financial disciplinary board. The issue of the election of the mayor and all those things, I'm not going to talk to them. The honorable leadership here have spoken to them. I must also inform the House that the budget for the financial year 2020-21 was indeed approved. And I must also say on record that we are, I think, one of the three municipalities in the Northwest Province who have approved the budget, and our budget is funded. And we even received a complimentary letter from Provincial Coctor, Provincial Treasury, to say that our budget meets all their expectation. And we were engaging SALGA, Provincial National Treasury, when we were on the route to approve the budget. So our budget is approved and it's funded, honorable members. The issue of the vehicles, it is fair and correct to say that most of our vehicles were at various service points or garages in the municipality. And unfortunately, when Quincy Kwetmanenji was applied, the then SCM manager decided to resign 24-hour notice of resignation. He resigned, and we had to start following tracks and even gossips, if I may use the word, to find out where the municipal resources were. Those that we find, honorable members, we have since returned them to the municipal workshop. And like I've said earlier on in my submission, we are busy with the process of appointing a service provider who auction these vehicles. I've submitted earlier on like that. And we agreed that we... Am I still audible?
Yes, you are.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. We will ensure that we follow the law to the letter to dispose of this asset. Our municipal workshop, it's not a secret. It is not really functioning very well. But we have started with the recruitment process of appointing people who are competent and skillful to assist us to service some vehicles internally. One other thing that we did was that all the new vehicles that we procured, which are still in the process of being delivered, we are procuring them with a grade service plan. So we are no longer procuring vehicles without any service plan. So that we should avoid these issues of having vehicles being to be serviced by people who are not even original manufacturers. We on the issue of the, I think that one, the Honorable MEC Retwaile will answer it, one of the traditional leaders. On the issue of the environment and sewer spillage, it is common cause that our municipality is confronted with aging infrastructure, particularly your water and sewer reticulation systems. Our systems are very old, and we have developed, like I submitted earlier on, we have developed master plans, which we had even workshopped with the councillors. And it was one of the first workshops that the executive mayor attended on the 17th and the 18th of May, where we were workshopping them on our budget policies, budget-related policies, as well as our master plan. We have a master plan for the sewers. We have a master plan for electricity. We have a master plan for traffic management. We have a master plan for the patching of potholes, road and infrastructure maintenance. We have all those master plans, and those master plans will be made available to this honorable house. So yes, indeed, we are hard at work, but unfortunately, I believe that because of budget constraints and other issues, we started a bit late. The issue regarding councillors owing the municipality, the speaker has spoken to it. The municipality still have its investment. All the investment of the municipality are available, and that information can be shared with the portfolio committee. We will ensure that it reaches the portfolio committee. And the issue of price inflations,
in SCM processes. Where we detect such, we do not hesitate to take any action. And hence, we have decided to put on suspension the current SCM manager as well as a lady in the SCM. It is to showcase that we are really serious. We are taking cue from the leaders to say that consequent management should be applicable or should be applied without any fear, favor, and everything. So where we detect financial mismanagement, we immediately deal with that. We have established the SCM committees in the beginning of the year, and we have members in there. So we hope that we will even cap the deviations and everything for this financial year. And I must also say that the administration team is very strict. They do not want to hear any word like deviation. So the committee can be rest assured that this financial year going forward is going to be a better and improved financial year. The issue of the refuse removal, I think here I will just have to go to the South African Police Services in Ikageng and draw a list of criminal cases that the municipality has opened. There is a tendency of the community members, particularly in the Marikana area that it's cited. When municipal trucks go in there, they get hijacked. They get hijacked, and at times the lives of the members of the officials or officials of the municipality are at risk. And these trucks are being vandalized. And we have to appoint security company to go and take out our trucks. And there is, I think it's more than 7 cases of our trucks being hijacked in this area. And that's the other reason that at times the municipality would not go to that area, because we would know that when our trucks are going to go there, they will be hijacked. But since we engaged with the leaders of that community, now refuse is being removed from that very same area. And over and above that, it's not that the municipality doesn't want to serve the people fairly and equally so. It's as a result of communities that are unhappy for whatever reasons, and they would then take out that anger towards the municipal employees and the resources. The issue of the water leak will be addressed as in terms of the master plans that I spoke on, including the priority list and everything. And maybe I must share with this honorable house that we were confronted with the delay in appointing senior managers in the department technical services. And one must cite this as a fact that people who are qualified in the civil part of this are quite really difficult to find. And even in the list of saga of scarce skills, these skills are listed there as scarce skills. And we struggled to have these people appointed. At times we would advertise a position more than 2 or 3 times. But I can safely say to date that, Honorable Chairperson, we have appointed 7 highly qualified and skillful people in the infrastructure department. Your sewer services, we have appointed a manager there. In the water section, we have appointed. On the roads, we have appointed. And these people, it's a combination of youth, women, and men. I must emphasize that we have made sure that even when you can want their names, we will be able to forward you these people's names. Proudly so. So we will be very soon changing the picture and the corporate image of this beautiful municipality of ourselves. Turning focus to the issue of the disaster management center. yes, the municipality will get value for money. And like I've said earlier on, honorable members, there is a letter, commitment letter that was given to the municipality by the contractor to say that, yes, he's going to complete the center at the very same cost of the tender as and when it was awarded. So yes, that is going to simply mean that the municipality will get value for money. Water chlorination and water quality of the municipality, despite all these challenges that we are having, aging infrastructure, we didn't have a senior managers in the Department of Infrastructure or Technical Services who are recently appointed and they have hit the ground running. We have maintained that we do not go beyond the accepted norms and standards of the quality of our water. In the rural areas where we've got a lot of boreholes, we are doing sampling almost, I think it's every after 2 days or on daily basis, it's done on the main reservoirs. And a day afterwards, we go to the rural areas and we do water sampling and we also chlorinate according to the specifications. And I must also say that we did not have the lab attended at the water section, at the water quality section. They are recently appointed. We have appointed two people there. So we are hard at work dealing with these things. I hope that I have answered all the questions. And if there is any other question that I might have missed, I want to put it on record that, Honorable Chair, it's not intentional. It might be that I have missed it, but I can be referred to the question and we will then respond to it. Allow me to pause there, Honorable Chairperson. I thank you so much.
The Speaker, there was a question that were raised to you with regard to the questions that were sent to the executive mayor that remain unanswered. And then there is also the issue that was raised because the questions raised by Honorable Kheza, apart from the ones that the MEC has to deal with, they remain unanswered as well. I believe you were noting. Same with the questions raised by Honorable Spies. If you heard there, nobody has attempted to answer your questions. So those are some of the issues that, unless you are saying you missed them, but I was noting the questions, they remain unanswered there. So these are some of the issues that can we then ask if MME have dealt, like the MME said, you were going to deal with the technical. I think I'll leave it to the three, the speaker, the mayor, and the whip to answer all these other questions have been raised before I allow the MEC to come in. Yes, whip.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. I just wanted to, in terms of clear governance, the concern that was raised by one of the honorable members, Honorable Hlengiwe Mkhali, that as the Chapter 7 institution in JB Max, we strive to make sure that we deliver good services to our people and value for money. For that matter, and we do accept constructive criticism as the leadership of this institution. But I do have a concern that was raised by an honourable member who spoke before the last one. Was it honourable? Yes. That we did apologise earlier in the morning about the mishaps of IT connections that we came across. And we do apologize again, but if we were in a council meeting, respectfully so,
I will request the honourable member to withdraw the word disgrace because it was not intentional as we alluded to earlier in the.
You're saying you're putting it to the member to do that. What you did to spend 36 minutes not connecting is not a disgrace. What do you call it?
A disgrace, Chairperson.
What do you call it, Councillor? No. We spent 36 minutes waiting.
It was a.
No. You shouldn't be.
It was an error.
There's an element of. No. You can't be doing what you are doing to portray your insolence here. Because even that apology, it means it's not genuine.
We wasted
the committee's 36 minutes. So why will you then point to that to say when the colleague is saying it's a disgrace? Do you have a better word of saying that? Because you had an hour to log in. You didn't do that. The system opened at 8:30. By 24
and
minutes,
you have
not yet started the meeting. But now you want the MP to say certain things that, no, that is disrespect. You must apologize for that.
I do apologize.
For not logging on time is disingenuous. You are not meaning it.
We do.
Power politics, also here. And can you respect the decorum of this House, colleague? Please. I won't allow you to do what we are doing now.
All right. Thank you very much. I do withdraw my words that I've pointed out to what was said earlier. In regard to the discipline of the councillors, we are working on that as the collective of this institution because there were political mishaps that were happening, that councillors were not taking their work serious. In terms of other matters that were raised, the speaker will conclude on the matter and the mayor in terms of the nepotism and the corruption that is happening around that was perceived to be happening.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. In the issue of appointment, we follow the right process on advertisement and interview and appoint the quality and the quality and the person who have the relevant qualification for that post. I don't know whether it was happening previously, but I will manage to follow the fair process and instruct the municipality manager, because we've already spoken, Chairperson. When I arrive in the institution, I call all the director and MMs to come and discuss the issue of the municipality. What is expected from us not to defraud the system, and we must deal away of some of the things that was happening previously that put the municipality in disrepute. So we have already agreed. That is why MM says we are going to follow the right process at the latter. And as the municipality chair, we have our policies that was supposed to be followed accordingly. Some of the policy need only the reviewer. But as the executive mayor of JB Marks, I will make this municipality not be in disrepute, because we have some more challenges and we have already tried to cover some of the challenges that municipality was having. So if the committee can say to us as the municipality, they wanted to visit the municipality tomorrow, I will be happy to come and see. There is much, much more changes in the municipalities. And then other things, only the challenge that we don't know. Mare, as the executive mayor of JB Marks, Chairperson, I will make sure that each and everything that must be done in this municipality goes according to the law and the processes. I don't know whether is there any. Okay, I will lend the administration to answer some of the audit committees and other outstanding questions, because some of the powers relates to the administrator that was sent to JB Max Municipality.
What do you mean to say some of the powers relates to the administrator that was sent to the municipality? My understanding is that the administrator is sent to support you.
Oh,
that doesn't take away the powers and responsibility as a mayor. That doesn't take away the powers as council. That doesn't take away the responsibility as the executive committee. You still have that power. And then when you do that, can you share with us, take us into confidence? What is the status of the disciplinary hearings of your MM and the CFO? For how long have they been suspended? When do you anticipate to complete these matters? That's within your purview as an executive mayor to respond to that. And then there's a lot of hands. Every one of the colleagues have recently raised their hand now because their questions are not yet adequately responded to. And then I'll let the MEC to hold it a bit so that the colleagues will then ask follow-up questions. Can you respond to my questions? Then I'll allow the colleagues to make follow-up.
Thank you, Honorable. My apology if I've never put the words correct for the administration to come and give us support. I agree with you. They usually advise the municipality what must happen, because we are under administration according to the
A simple, straightforward question, Majoro.
Hey, ma'am.
Yourselves being under administration, what are the terms of reference of the administrator? Because as the executive mayor, you need to know that. What are the terms of reference that council adopted? You know why? Because I'm trying to see a situation wherein you're abrogating your responsibility to the administrator. What are the terms of reference of the administration that is there? You have been there now 2 full months post your election, and as a mayor that is coming as an intervention mayor, these are the things that should be within your fingertips to understand why are we under administration under the circumstances.
Some of the terms of reference of the administration is to come and assist us about what was wrong in JB Max Municipality, and to come and address the
what was wrong in JB Max. If I'm to interject, I'm an outsider. I want to understand what was wrong in JB Max.
Then you the corruption that was done in municipality, the municipal manager was not following the right process when coming to side of the tenders, and some of the community were complaining about the how people were appointed in the municipality, the levels, how employees was awarded the levels in the municipality. So it makes the municipality to fall apart. So the MEC decided to put the municipality under administration, because the MEC sent the SIU in the municipality, and then there is some of the findings, and that leads the municipal manager to be suspended and the CFO.
So what is the status of their cases, the two that you have just mentioned? That was my question to you.
Can the MM answer on that, Madam Chair?
The MM doesn't discipline the CFO and the municipal manager. That is within your purview. It can't be the MM talking on these issues? Should be you, Executive Mayor.
They are attending the disciplinary hearing. That is why we are still waiting.
Asking, what is the status of those disciplinary hearings?
Can the administrator answer that, ma'am, please?
You don't know, it's an executive mayor. These are the people who are accountable to you. Honorable Brink, Honorable Mkalipi, Honorable Hateve, Honorable Mpumza, Honorable Kheza, in that order. But to you, Honorable Brink. Yeah. We are overhearing you there. Can you mute your microphone? The people at JP Municipality Council Chamber, mute your microphone because we can hear you whispering. Over to you, Honorable Brink.
Chair, during the oversight visit in May, a specific question was asked to the Speaker whether all of the written questions to the Executive Mayor had been answered, whether there was any backlog of questions. And in the written response that we received, I think in paragraph 17, the Speaker said that there was no backlog of unanswered questions. During this meeting, I then referred to at least one question posed by Councillor Chris Hutton in December of 2019 that was not answered by the Executive Mayor. I then invited the Speaker to reconsider his written response to this committee that there was no backlog of unanswered questions to the Executive Mayor, this being a very important accountability mechanism in Council, especially one in such a bad shape as this one. The Speaker then did not answer this question or accept the invite to reconsider the written response. So, Chairperson, again, the Speaker must not mislead Parliament by giving us false information. Please can the Speaker answer my question or give a different answer to the one given in writing and an explanation as to why, if he elects to do so, incorrect information was presented to this committee. Then, Chairperson, I think it was the acting municipal manager, in answer to the question, was the SIU findings based, which informed the suspension of the municipal manager and the CFO, the grounds for their suspension, was that SIU report shared with council? Because in terms of the Municipal Systems Act and the regulations, council must make a decision in respect of the suspension of the municipal manager and senior managers, even if a municipality is under administration. Chairperson, at the very least, the council must be aware of the findings of the SIU. The municipal manager, the acting municipal manager, said that that report had been served before council, the findings. Chairperson, I cannot, to the best of my ability, determine whether that is true. Can the municipal manager please refer us to the date where this SIU findings were presented to council and provide us with the minutes. And lastly, Chairperson, also in response to the acting municipal manager's statement, can I please just confirm the answer as to the waste collection, especially in Marikana, as posed by colleague Honorable Spies. Is the acting municipal manager saying that waste collection is not happening in Marikana because that community hijacks and vandalizes trucks? I just want to be certain that that is in fact the answer being given by the municipality. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Brink. Honorable Mkalipi.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chair, I started by asking the municipality, specifically the political head, which is a mayor, why did they take 2 months to respond to our questions that were posed on the 7th of May? No one has attempted to clarify on that one. That's why the whip of the municipality is having an audacity to come here and want a member to withdraw the word disgrace and failing to see that what happened when we were supposed to start a meeting in the morning was a disgrace. And she came here and wants to dictate to us as members who are doing our oversight to say we must withdraw. That's why our people there are up in arms, Chairperson, because of the same conduct of the whip with an arrogance. This is the arrogance that is being displayed here in Parliament, demanding a member to withdraw a word disgraced Heban. I don't believe, Chairperson, but thanks, Chair, for protecting us and then putting her on her place, because it was not going to happen. We can't be told by people who does not take themselves serious. You know the meeting is at 9:30, but you made us to wait for you. And then you just come here and tell us that we must withdraw. Withdraw what? Withdraw your disgrace? You are showing our people there a meagly finger. That's why you have an audacity to tell us to withdraw. Without saying that, Chairperson, I was listening to the MM telling us that is a well-known factor, that there is an infrastructure that is aging. And he's telling us about the master plan. The master plan without a time frame. So what are we saying, MM? Are you saying that the people, they must just wait in vain for the master plan? Why is the municipality have to wait until the infrastructure gets into the state of affairs? Why are you still collecting the taxpayers from the people? What are you doing with that money? Except that there's a looting that is taking place. That's why today we have a new mayor, because the old mayor defrauded the municipality. So now we are telling us that there's a master plan. We don't want to hear those things. We want simple plans to address the state of affairs of the JP Marks. And secondly, Chairperson, areas like Inkakgeng does not need any master plan, because we are not collecting the refusal in that place. What master plan is needed for refuse removal in Inkakgeng? Sewer spillages. It's just because maybe we are also staying in a better places. So those things of sewer spillages are not affecting you as leadership of the municipality. That's why it's very easy for you to come here and just tell us, and then you expect us as a committee just to accept that there is this master plan, coming with a good English, failing to know what our people are going through in that municipalities. Because you undermine people, especially poor black people. There's an illegal dumping all over the place there. What master plan is needed to clean the area, especially the black areas? It's because those black people are not matters to you. You only need those people when it's time for voting. I really want to hear from the MEC, because I know that MEC that is going to at least is going to come with something that is tangible. And then the MEC also, Chairperson, must speak to this thing that happened in the morning. We can't let this thing go. And then all of a sudden, you must be undermined to say that an honorable member of parliament who's calling a spade must withdraw. It can't be. The MEC must tell us why this municipality is in this state of affairs. And then why this leadership have an audacity to come and also undermine us here. Unfortunately, in this committee, we don't see ourselves as ANC. We don't see ourselves as DA. We don't see ourselves as EFF. We see ourselves as member of parliament who's supposed to do their work in order for you to do your own work. And then this committee is very, very, very much important, because we are speaking about the issues that are affecting people. At least the mayor, Chairperson, says something about the supply chain management, saying that there are two people, but out of how many people? What are the cases? Because I'm saying to the mayor, is a well-known factor by the people that there is shenanigans that is taking place there. Inflating of prices, paying service providers that are not accounted to. So what are you doing for that? That's why the MM have also come here to tell us that is a well-known factor that the infrastructure is aging. while you are not addressing the looting, it seems as if you are also protecting what is happening there in terms of the looting. So we need straight answers here. Political people who have assumed political offices on the name of the people. I'm still saying, Chairperson, no one have put their CVs here. That's why when the chair saying, Mayor, as a political head, tell us what is happening, she quickly saying that no, administrators must come in. You know why? She does not take herself serious. She does not care. She's not an activist. She has arrived. So no one will do anything to her because she's powerful. She does not give her time to learn about her job. She forgot that she has been elected in that office. She didn't apply. She does not have those things of degrees and what in order to have a mayor. You forgot very easy. We can't allow this thing, Chairperson. We need straight answers. What master plan, MM? What is the time frame? Where do you live yourself? Are you also experiencing this sewage spillage in your area? Or you have a privilege of not affected by those things as compared to our people on the ground? Please tell us straight answers here. We are not playing. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mkalipi. Can I hand over to Honorable Mpumza? Honorable Mpumza.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and good day, Chair, and honorable members.
I see you are migrating.
Chair, in the morning, I had to be late in the morning because I had to attend to a member who has just departed, who had collapsed this morning and died. And when I joined the meeting, I also experienced some problems where the network had been unstable. Chairperson, I have been listening.
I'm sorry about the mishap and heartfelt condolences to the family.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, I've been listening to questions of honorable members and responses from the presiding officers of BJ Marx Municipality. And Chair, the Auditor General in his latest audit outcomes, he has raised a very concerning and a very, very critical factor, which leads to the situation where we are in now. That's why we have now follow-up questions, trying to glean more so that the leadership could provide appropriate answers. And the Auditor General had raised a very critical factor in our municipalities that there is an absence, characterize this as the absence of active leaders. Now, in this particular meeting with BJ Marx, I'm finding that the presiding officers of BJ Marx show no interest and curiosity in providing leadership that they had been elected to do in that particular municipality. And it is a worrying factor that would get our leadership responding in this particular way to a committee of parliament. My question, Chair, goes to, I have been listening to the municipal manager. He's raising an issue of the aging infrastructure and the master plans. But there seems to be a serious challenge around the question of leakages and the spillages, which are besetting that municipality and creating problems for communities. Can the MM explain to us as to how much are they budgeting year in, year out for what ratio are they budgeting for infrastructure maintenance? And secondly, does this municipality appreciate the function of asset management and how much are they dedicated to that capability so that the assets of the municipality are well managed and at a particular time when their useful value has expired, they would actually be disposed of? Has that municipality a dedicated division to manage infrastructure in that particular municipality so that these assets are in good condition at all times so that when they provide services, because this factor that would have spillages and all that, it begins to say that there is a problem around asset management in that particular institution. The MM must explain to us. Well, the chair of MPEC has indicated that indeed their work is hamstrung, that they could not work in that municipality. Can the speaker of that municipality clarify to us why is it that committees of council are not performing their task? Why is it that governance and accountability seems to be absent in that particular institution? Why is it that there is no consequence management? I hear the mayor saying that the managers must respond. No, the mayor must respond to this particular question. She is the leader there. Even if she arrived yesterday, she must provide the answer to the question that is raised. Thanks, Chair.
You have summed correctly, so right, Honorable Mpumza. Honorable Khaza will be followed by Honorable Spies. Honorable Khaza, over to you now.
Thank you very much, Chair. I'm quite baffled that the chair of the impact has not quite picked up what I was saying in terms of the capacity of the impacts and the terms of reference that are allowing the impacts to not only go the route of going through the council, but then go on to consult the Chapter 9 institutions, as it were. But I think that he did not pick it up. Perhaps he was not listening. Section 79 of the Municipal Structures Act provides for these committees of council reporting directly to the council. That is clear, Chair, in accordance to the terms of reference of such committees developed by council. And that's where my question is. Are those terms of reference giving power to the MPEX? Because we do not see the power to bite on the political leaders. We do not see that. This is across all municipalities. We do not see that coming through. So can you please answer that? Furthermore, in terms of section 165 of the local government municipal finance management act of 2003, it requires each municipality to have an internal audit team. That is clear, but is that internal audit team capacitated to independently deal with the audit investigation and findings and outcomes and as required in each financial year? Is that committee able not to depend on consultants, on consultant firms? And is that audit team capacitated by those consultant firms to have much more skills that are required within the municipality in order to perform their functions? And then maybe I should then go on to quote these sections. Section 166 of the MFMA requires that the MFMA in each municipality to have an audit committee. Those are the things perhaps that we should start to deal with legislation. We deal with legislation here. And I do not know from which position do I have to come to raise questions, as it were. So I just want to know what is it that they are doing towards improving that, because one of the strategic objectives of the local government turnaround strategy is to build a clean, effective, efficient, responsive and accountable local government. Is the quality of doing that an effectiveness in place in that municipality? Is the quality of doing that in place, and is the environment conducive even then perform those functions as I had mentioned? Those are the key questions that I thought that I should raise again, Chairperson, seeing that they were overlooked. Thanks, Chairperson, for the opportunity.
Thank you, Honorable Khaza. It will be Honorable Spies, followed by Honorable Buthelezi. Over to you, Honorable Spies.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I have been partly covered by Honorable Brink on the question around waste removal. But Chair, I want to take this opportunity, because I think it is only correct if I do that, to say that, you know, the questions that we are asking are not trick questions. It's simple questions that need simple answers. And part of leadership also, Chair, the leadership of that municipality must know, is to admit if you have not done something, if you want to progress and find solutions to the problems, but to not try and fool us when we are really being serious about resolving issues. You know, Chair, it takes me back to our oversight visit, and we all were traumatized by what we have seen and heard. And it's not any better today whilst we are speaking, that the same nonchalant attitude that was expressed in the engagement with this leadership of that municipality is still just continuing. And I think that needs to really change. We cannot go on like this. We deserve answers, but more so the people of that municipality deserve services, and they need proper leadership. So thank you, Chair. I want to just stop there.
Thank you, Honorable Spies. Can I allow Honorable Buthelezi to take the floor?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. You'll forgive me because I'm battling with my connectivity here. So I will not then open my camera.
Okay.
My questions are directed to the Honorable Mayor. You know, could she possibly say that there's been any significant or positive changes really in the state of the municipality since she was elected, in terms of and also in terms of financial management? My second one to the mayor once again. Does she have short-term plans to address the financial issues that are being faced by her municipality? The third one, I might have perhaps missed the response. So if that is the case, I beg for your forgiveness. But why were none of the recommendations regarding the MPAC implemented? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much, Honorable Buthelezi.
Sorry, Chair. Respectfully, and with humility that there's something that I'm leaving. So the municipality is saying that they are not able to collect refuse in Marikana. And I'm wondering what the charges, whether they are charging people for that purpose, for refuse removal. And if they are not, collecting refuse, why are people still charged for that purpose? And where does that money go? Thank you, Chair.
Okay. MEC, let me allow you to be there.
Chair, sorry, Chairperson.
Okay, Honorable Buteles. Oh, it's Honorable Mukalib.
Yes, sure. Chair. I just forgot one point on the MPEC Chair. He is saying that he's struggling with committee members to attend. I just want to put this one on record, Chairperson, publicly. So if EFF is one of those people who are failing on he or her duty, we must be told, Chairperson, so we can also attend to this fast. I'm politically deployed there in Northwest, and we can't tolerate any laziness from our side. Thank you, Chairperson.
I think the report will be telling us there will be serial offenders to that effect, to say we are 11 in number. These are the members that have been attending. These are the members that have not been attending. That report will be very key, like you have indicated. The composition is various political parties. I think the MPEC Chairperson will be able to deal with that as and when he responds to the questions. Let me allow the MEC to be the first one. I've been suppressing him. Then the other team will follow after the MEC. MEC, over to you. Administrator. We shall start first between you and the administrator, MEC.
Okay. Anything with me is fine. I'm struggling with the network, and I made sure that I do not lose the connection. I've just driven to an upper place. Yes. No, thank you very much, leadership. I must start with apologizing for the inconvenience that have thrown that have disrupted the decorum of your committee this morning, and it won't happen again. But also I must notify the portfolio committee on the passing of the executive mayor of the city of Matosane, who would be buried by this Thursday. She lost a battle against COVID. May her soul rest in peace. We must also appreciate that on the 7th of May, Friday, you made visitation to this site and had an interaction with JB Max. And it's true that you have raised your concerns that I think should have been effectively responded to. But let me start the response by appreciating that Department of Health Northwest is under Section 101A, and that the national has made decision that the section 1391B at JB Max must continue up until the local elections. And secondly, that the national said, look, we are having a view on how we should resolve on all of the problems of the municipality. It is for this reason, NCOP said, look, we are recommending the continuation of Section 100 of the province until you have resolved on all the problems of the municipalities. And for that reason, National COCTA then appointed MISA, a Municipal Infrastructure Support Agency, to lead the interventions that should happen in the province. And the only thing that delays this intervention to unfold is the fact that EXCO should secure varying resolutions on and around the challenges facing the municipalities in the Northwest. And we have processed all this even at the level of the governance cluster of the EXCO. And for some technical reasons, ours was just to complete the work on which municipality should be the subject of business rescue in terms of Section 139 of the Constitution, subsection 5, 139 of the MFMA, and which one should be dissolved, and so on. Despite the understanding on all of the challenges, we have wanted to make sure that we do not have all 13 municipalities put under business rescue. Where we can intervene alternatively, we must do so. I think we'd complete that process very soon. The hope was that by the 1st of July, we'd have this intervention starting already at varying municipalities. Chair, what we then agreed also was that we will appraise the performance of our own administration and determine how we can help this intervention further. We have had a dilemma on the issue of the mayor. We appreciated the council's decisive action to choose a new mayor. And I can assure you, Honorable Chair and the members of Parliament, that the appointment of the new mayor has given us a hope. We have a mayor who has demonstrated interest on enabling the intervention at the municipality to find expression. And we are confident that we'll make a change. In June, the speaker, who fairly was supposed to have responded to many of the issues there, given the challenges of the then minister, mayor, and also on and around issues of MPEC as it relates to concerns raised on the 7th of May, fell ill from COVID. And since in June, the speaker has not been coming to work, and this is a reason why we are having the acting speaker, who has also demonstrated a keen interest to add value to our work. Chair, the 300 million fruitless and wasteful expenditure is true. We have established it as something that happened as a result of the merger. We had Potchefstroom at the time standing alone, having surplus in its savings. But on the merger, it had to carry the costs of all the fruitless and irregularities of Ventersdorp. And Chair, there was a destruction of the records there, making it very difficult to redress. What we have requested to the AG is that we should want to establish a records management system that is able to interface with the system of the AG. That would help us with the information management, knowledge management, and collapse the use of the consultants. You would have taken note that JB Max lost around 15 million or so only on the use of the consultants, whilst people occupying substantive posts were there. We are going to have the records management system that would not only help us deal with issues of accounting, but it will also ensure that we are able to hold many of the managers accountable, improve on knowledge management, information management, and make the use of consultant history. Chair, we have wanted to appoint the Section 106 Municipal Systems Act investigators. There were some form of the challenges, including many of them not meeting what we have made determination as the key requirements. We have made a decision, one, that we are referring all of the material irregularities to the forensic investigators within our database without necessarily having to make any special tender awarding for this, but use the pool we have, and also to use the SIU to help us recover the losses through their tribunal. Chair, the issue of the councillors who are not attending their duties, we can assure you that there are two things. One, that should be brought to our attention, because in terms of the amendment of the Municipal Systems Act, we are able to act on them from our level at the province. But the speaker can also start the processes from the level of the council. But we have not been appraised by this. We have not been supplied with this information, but we will give this necessary attention and act on the councillors who are failing, especially those that are not attending the MPAC. But we have an impression where we are that following the recomposition of the political structure there, there is a move to have the committees working. It might not be necessarily at a particular speed, but we will push that it happens a little bit faster. In terms of section 160 subsection 2 of the Constitution, there are four important things that cannot be delegated by the Municipal Council, and this includes the approval of the budget. And as and when they are not able to approve the budget, it is required that they notify us and request such permission to extend to the Treasury, which has been done. And where we are, we know that the budget has been passed. And in our perusal or assessment of the budget of 22 municipalities, we realized that there are only three municipalities whose budget has been geared to fund service delivery, and that JB Max was one of them. Chair, we have the issue with the cost on the litigation. We have requested the legal division of the department to lodge a complaint with the Legal Practice Council, which is established in terms of Section 4 of the Legal Practice Act number 28 of 2014, that they must use Schedule 5 forms to request the investigation of the these legal practitioners who are charging us exorbitant costs, so that we should exclude any wrongdoing on that part, because we have realized that much of our money intended for service delivery is being used for litigations, and that we are losing a lot on that corner. And we hope that even legal practitioners who have stolen from the public will be dealt with. Chair, the COGTA National gave clear directives, and together with national and many other implementing agencies, including DBSA, SANRAL, MISA, National Department of Public Works, Urban and Rural Road Grant, and so on, Department of Water and Sanitation, and long list of the implementing agencies as per instruction of national. We have worked out on how we should resolve on all the problems of our municipalities, and we have characterized municipalities in different postures, including whether they are relatively stable, at risk, or dysfunctional. But we have also looked into the matters of governance and service delivery and finance. And particularly for JB Max, we have what we call a short term, medium term, and long term. The short term on JB Max deals with the issues of patching of the portals. We recognize that the issue of portal is not a matter that you can think you will solve and finish. It is an ongoing issue, and we have made a determination that for the present portals that we have there would require on and around 2 million with the additional two to make the total of four. We have also identified the issue of the refuse collection. We agree that the spluma must find expression in the manner that it will make it very difficult for settlements that just emerges out of nowhere without established infrastructure or not even connected to the existing infrastructure, throwing waste everywhere, even where cleaning is being made, will be dealt with. We are hoping that the refuse collection, how we have planned for it and making sure it is being implemented, would make it easy for our town to be a little bit clean. Chair, we agree. The third thing is to repair the street lights. The fourth important thing that we must do on the short term and immediately is the sewer spillages and water leaks. The medium term will complete water project, will complete the road project, will deal with issues of electricity substation, and on the long term, the issue of the bulk water infrastructure and the sanitation project. We are hoping to move some of the issues on the long term to the short term because of the non-chemical methodology of treating water and making it available to the people. We have implemented that kind of the methodology at Mamusa, and even where we have to build expensive infrastructure for bulk water and sanitation, we will make an interventions that are interim, lasting, nevertheless, able to serve the same purpose using what is called non-chemical, that uses potholes water, boreholes water, and sewage to cleanse this water, either from nitrates or cleaning because it is sewage, and make it available for usage, being clean and healthy in a non-chemical method. Chair, we have said the challenge that we have relates to sabotage and destruction of assets. We have contracted DBSA to establish project management at the provincial office for all the municipalities and to take care of all the assets of the municipalities, especially because when you look at the audit, PPE, plant property and equipment is a serious concern, and it is area of our weakness, and we are going to redress on it through DBSA. We have said we are going to resource this plan in this way. Number one, we have already written to National Treasury through National COCTA to seek the conversion of the portion of MIC for direct management by the nationally appointed implementing agency. Secondly, we will use the available municipal budget, the MIC, the WISIC, and the RIBIC grants, but we will also utilize resources available by DBSA for the purposes of the project management unit, Honorable Chair, to resource this plan of action. And Chair, we can assure you that it is just a matter of this getting expression in the form of implementation at the level of the municipalities. Once this resolution is secured at the level of EXCO, there are many other challenges. We do not disagree, but we have sought to target the immediate basic service issues so that we can add value and impact. We have many other issues that we are confident will redress. One of the issues relates to the implementation of the National Health Act, I think it's Section 33, that seeks that there should be an improved Health Inspectorate, and we have already written to the Provincial Department of Health requesting that we enter into the MOU, clarifying the scope and the work that should be done by the district municipality at the level of the local municipality. We have outlined the package on how district municipalities should support local municipalities. But importantly, the MINIMEC has suggested that for the purpose of the Traditional and Khoisan Leadership Act, we should, one, yes, direct that municipalities should reorientate their standing rules for this purpose, but that it should only come in into existence or be implemented in the new electoral term. Nevertheless, we have moved in terms of the appointment of the service provider for the purposes of appointment of traditional councils and so on and so on, and even establishing the framework for local beneficiations and fabrication and so on. And we have presented this to the leadership of the house and we are working on it. They are fine with it. But I can assure you, Chair, that we will also make available to your attention the terms of reference that are oriented in the way that did not only impress the AG, but that makes sure that we do not undermine through the intervention the authority of the political leadership of the municipality, but that we also institutionalize the capacity, transfer skills, and make it very easy, Chair. And Honorable Chair, can assure you with the non-chemical, we are going to do the magic, not only for JB Max and many others, which I think I must submit, we can share with the House, Chair. Maybe I must just pause to that point. Chair, the master plans that the municipalities have are costed and they have a clear timelines. We agree that we have passed the middle of July month. We're supposed to have started implementing by the first of this month, but it is a delay that is caused by two important things. One, because we said to EXCO, withdraw this item temporarily. We are running quickly and consulting the municipalities that will be adversely affected by our decision and the directive of national. And we have had multiplicity of these meetings and we continue with these meetings. Where we can, we are persuading municipalities to accept section 101B because we know we can go back to national and say, national Joaing is accepting section 101B. But we have also observed post our interactions with these municipalities, because we have had many meetings with them, that they are still not finding each other. We even have municipalities that have interdicted not only the province, the national, and even the president, that any form of intervention will be very difficult, that only the dissolution is an option. And we are sorting out those that must go for business rescue, failing which is automatic dissolution. We have had the roadshow led by the DM of both Treasury and COCTA, and we understand clearly what should be done when we are taking the municipalities under business rescue. We are confident that would not be dissolving many, many, many of these municipalities, Chair, because if we don't dissolve them, whether it is Naledi, whether it is Dijobotla, the civic organized civic society would do that through the courts. And we do not really have a leg to stand on, but to move a little bit quicker, and even before court decide on dissolving them, we should have them dissolved and move in with the national implementing agencies. Thank you very much. That would be my submission. But Chair, can I assure you there is a considerable improvement on and around the JB Max. It is not enough. This is a reason why we'd appraise even on the performance of our own administrators, so that we should also know where and how we can improve on our efforts. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Twaile, the MEC. Colleagues, I see, is the end of Honorable Groenewald wanted to propose something before I come in? Honorable Groenewald?
Hey, person, I just want clarity from the MEC, if you will allow me.
Sure.
Thank you, proceed. Chairperson. Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you, MEC, for your submission. I agree with you in terms of the mayor that we need hope for JB Marx, but I don't think that is the mayor that's going to give us hope. MEC, you gave a long speech in terms of the mayor and that she's there and she's doing a great job and so on. The point is that in terms of the Structures Act, she's not legally there. She omitted Section 6 of the Local Government Structures Act. If there is an interim organization that's going to court, and that's the problem what I have in terms of this, because in law, if you do something wrong the first time, everything afterwards is wrong as well. So therefore, if the mayor makes any decisions now, and it's been found out later that we are going to say, I have knowledge of the fact that there's not been a vote in terms of a secret ballot, and the court ruled that she is not there legally or duly elected, MEC, what is then you, or what will you be doing then in terms of your position as MEC to make sure that the legislation is being followed? Because now you are complicit. And they themselves said that there wasn't a secret ballot. So they admitted that they did not follow the law. So MEC, in terms of that, what is your response? Because I do have a suggestion to make, to say that she be removed and a new meeting be scheduled in terms of the law and the process is being followed by the law in terms of electing a mayor for JB Marx. But that will be my submission, but it's your responsibility to see it happen or make it happen. So if I can have a response from you as well, MEC.
Thank you, Honorable Groenewald. Can I hand over to the MEC to deal with that? That has been the concern from all the members. You having raised that question earlier and the response by the acting speaker, to say maybe the MEC must take us into confidence. How was that regularized, if it has been regularized? And then what is the status now of the current sitting mayor? Over to you, MEC. MEC?
The current sitting mayor is the substantive mayor of the municipality where we are. We have only that mayor as the only executive mayor of JB Marx. What we had, of course, was the irregularity where we had a mayor who was then there appointing the acting outside of the processes of the council, and the mayor we have is the mayor who has been appointed correctly through the processes of the council. And we will receive, of course, a legal opinion and assistance on how best we will redress on any other related irregularity. Thank you.
I see Honorable Brink's hand is up. Honorable Brink, over to you.
Thanks very much, Chair. My point is going to be a short one, and I must really stress, Chair, I think it's so very easy for people to repeat things that are not true, and the effect of that is to mislead this committee. And, you know, the comment about the source of irregular expenditure is, in fact, Ventersdorp, which was amalgamated with a Clockwork to form JB Marks in 2016. Chair, everybody, both the MEC and the municipal manager repeated that, but it seems if you look at the financial statements refer to an opening balance of irregular expenditure at the beginning of 2019-20 of 2.2 billion. It then adds in 300 million of irregular expenditure incurred in this financial year. In other words, not accumulated from previous financial years, 300 million in this financial year. Unless we are being told that there are still contracts that Ventersdorp concluded 6 years ago that are still in force. And that's the source of the irregularity. So please, Chairperson, my request would be, including for the MEC, not to be inexact with the facts. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Brink. Honorable Hadevan.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to get clarity from the MEC. Is he saying that the current mayor, she was elected as the provisions in the Structures Act in terms of Schedule 3 prescribed? Is that what he's giving assurance to the committee? I've went as far as reading, Chair, the Local Government Structures Act, Schedule 3, subsection, Section 6, subsection A. It says, if more than one candidate is nominated, a vote must be taken at the meeting by secret ballot.
Yes.
The key and operative word there is must be taken by a secret ballot. Even in Parliament, Chair, when we vote for the president, we do that by secret ballot. All other matters are resolved by show of hands, but there are certain requirements when electing mayor in municipalities, presidents in National Assembly. So I'd like to just get that clarity. And if indeed it was done by show of hands, which provision within the law gave rise to such?
And the response that was asked, there was a response that was given by the acting MM to Honorable Groenewald to that effect that there was no secret ballot. That's why we said the MEC must be able to then, as the custodian of the law, must be able to explain this to us. MEC, can you then explain yourself so that the colleagues can understand what are you actually saying?
Chair, let me not try to chew more than what I can swallow and request that you give me 5 working days to make a complete report on it. You would have taken note also, Chair, that we have not received any complaint with regard to the processes. There hasn't been any objection, and there wouldn't have been even the validation or seeking of any legal opinion to that effect. But we can work on it and assure the Parliament correctly so as to what has transpired and whether or not there is any irregularity which might need a redress.
Okay. Honorable Brink, is that the end? Based on the proposal of the MEC?
No, Chair, that's an old hand.
It's an old hand. It's an old hand because whatever we do, MEC, we need to make sure that we follow the legislation to the letter. Unless the standing orders, but even if it's the standing order says that you can't have standing order that is contrary to what the legislation provides. the standing order must be in line with the legislation. So that's the matter that need to be attended to. I see the chairperson of MPEC's hand is up.
My apologies, before, Chair.
The chairperson of MPEC, can you withhold your hand, please? Let me hear the members first.
Yes,
I'll recognize you.
Thanks, Chair. My apologies. I meant to make this follow-up because when the chair of MPEC responded, he alluded to the fact that a report was furnished to council or the speaker in relation to members who have failed to attend meetings, but he falls short of giving us the exact councillors and the number of meetings that they've missed. And he said the speaker will give detail to that. I did not hear the speaker giving us those details.
Yes.
And I was specific in relation to the breach of the code of conduct and the section in terms of what happens when you miss consecutive meetings. And even if it's not three consecutive meetings, but if you've missed meetings without apology, you must be there must be a sanction imposed on you. So can we get that clarity, Chair? Because the chair of MPEC was very clear and equivocal to say there is a report with details, and the act of these councillors continue to frustrate and cripple the work of the MPEC.
Okay, the chairperson of MPEC was going to respond, but I think there were still hands that has to deal with the MEC's response in relation to the election of the mayor. I think the hand of Honorable Groenewald is in relation to that. And then also then we'll have the speaker to also comment. The MEC has asked to be given 5 days to investigate that, but I think we've got the acting speaker in our midst who can also take us to the confidence, like you've rightfully read the law, what the law says, Honorable Khadebe. Honorable Groenewald, then I'll allow the speaker to also deal with this issue of the election of the mayor, also deal with the other issue of the councillors that have not been attending MPEC meetings and what remedial action has the speaker taken, as it's within the speaker's purview to that effect. Honorable Groenewald.
Thank you, Chair. Now, I wanted to propose a way forward in terms of the mayor chairperson, and you've just alluded him to say within 5 days they must give the committee a report to say how they are dealing with this matter in terms of the mayor. But chairperson, I just want to add to say that we are, as a committee, all over the last year and the previous year, are strongly in terms of consequent management. So I want to use a hard word to say that we demand consequent management where there is wrongly acted. So in terms of the impacts, chairperson's response as well, we need consequent management, and we are, say, waiting for that in terms of the MEC's response and the impacts response. Thank you, Chair. Sorry, chairperson, you're still on mute.
My apology. As and when the speaker wants to respond on this matter, I was still saying that where the legislation is very clear what needs to happen, as the MEC is saying that there was no complaint that was lodged on the process. So, but the main issue around the due diligence part of it, everybody, the law has to be implemented to the letter. Because part of the things that we've been dealing here with, especially when it comes to this municipality, the mayor has also alluded, the reason why there's also intervention is based on the complete disregard of the laws and regulations. Wherein the AG has sharply raised this issue to say there's a culture where people just completely disregard what the law says. because I'm still to be schooled to say, what does your standing order say, acting speaker? Is it in line with what the legislation, the Structures Act prescribed to that effect? So let me hand over to you, speaker, before the MPEC chair also come to the fore to answer certain questions. And then the others, I should think we must agree on a way forward of writing again, because we've already exceeded our time by an hour.
Chairperson, if I may, yes, just quick correction. Chairperson, yes, the MEC is wrong if he says there were no objections. All political, can I say opposition political party, objected to the process and the speaker still went on. So he mustn't say there wasn't any objections. There were
No. I think there was no formal complaint lodged to the MEC. That's what he was saying. On the report of the council meeting, that report, I suspect, not speaking on behalf of the MEC, that report was not even submitted to the MEC's office, because if indeed it was submitted, the MEC would be in a position to know that on the report on the election of the mayor, this is what happened. And this, there are so many political parties that objected to the process. I think the MEC, without putting words into his mouth, is speaking from that basis to say that was never formally brought to his attention. Now that this meeting is formally bringing it to his attention, as he's saying, give me 5 days, I'll look at the matter. And I should think the MM, but there's also an administrator. I wonder, when did the administrator get into the meeting? Because the administrator politically accounts to the MEC. So maybe you might be partially right. If this was done in the presence of the administrator, then we'll have to ask the administrator, why didn't you bring this to the attention of the MEC? Because your role as an administrator is to make sure that the laws are implemented to the latter. How did we find ourselves in such a situation? And then COGTA being there, normally in those processes, COGTA is there. Then what did COGTA do under the circumstances wherein there was a complete disregard of the law or the ignorance of the standing order themselves? Because even if it's the standing order that says that, but yet the law supersedes standing orders. So basically, that's the matter that one needs to address. Can I hand over to the MPEC chair? But the administrator must also comment on this matter.
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. I just want to shed a little bit light on the issue of appointment of the mayor, what transpired that day. Chairperson, you must understand, after the lockdown last year, we were required to adopt our virtual meetings as part of our rules of order. So our rules of order were adopted, so where we can say that we can have virtual meetings. So on the day of the election...
Honorable Chairperson, the I'm struggling.
Hear the chair.
There
we
were
hear
two councillors issues with COVID. I don't know, they were under isolation and they couldn't take part in the election of the executive mayor. So a debate ensued in terms of saying, no, our meeting is through a show of hands.
Chairperson?
Hello?
Chairperson?
Hello?
Can you repeat yourself? You were not audible.
Yes, I can hear you.
You were not audible. Okay. You'll have to start from the beginning.
Okay, I will. Thank you, Jen.
Start from the beginning.
Yeah, I will. Thank you, Chair. What I said, what transpired on that day in the council meeting is that we must know last year when the lockdown started, our rules of order were amended so that we can have virtual meetings as well. So on the day of the election of the executive mayor, two of our councillors were outside the meeting and due to isolation. So a debate happened in council to say, no, how are we going to accommodate those two members who cannot come into council because of isolation? So we said that the rules of order allow them to be part of the meeting via virtual meeting. So the only way for them to take part in the voting of the mayor was through show of hands. So the only way they could not take part is when we had a secret ballot. So they will not be, we would have denied them the opportunity to be part of the election process. So the house was divided into a show of hands and a secret ballot. And then the house decided then that was the way to go forward with the show of hands. So that is just a background how we ended up in the showing of hands. It's because two councillors were not able to enter the council chambers. So I just wanted just to put that one so that the house the other questions that were put to me.
Yeah. I think he has faded. No. Your microphone is fading. We can't hear you completely. I should think then I need to align ourselves with the resolution of the recommendation of the proposal of the MEC that a full report will be compiled and sent to us within 5 days. Colleagues, can we agree on that note?
Yes, Chair, agreed, Chair, even though we struggled to hear the Chair, but I think he was raising something very critical. Of which you
must say able
to consume such, yes.
Yeah, he was raising this issue to say because two other members were not in the house, so they had to adopt a procedure that to include the ones that were attending via visual. Though they could have sent a returning officer, but I don't know. Let's get a full report on the legality of the matter as the MEC has promised us. And then I think the municipality's input will also be critical to that effect. I think they will jointly do the report with the MEC to that effect. There were also then outstanding questions for the speaker. And then let me also welcome, I see the speaker, she's here, the speaker of the legislature. We want to also appreciate he has been here for quite some time. I had to be alerted by the committee secretary. We want to appreciate your interest on this matter, Honorable Danti. You're welcome. Then, yeah, that's the issue to say as a way forward, there are outstanding questions directed to the speaker and the mayor. Can we get those responses in the next 5 days together with them, respond by the MEC on this issue of the election of the mayor? And this time, acting MM, when we say 5 days, it's 5 days, there won't be any extension because you are all here. In fact, you were supposed to be giving these responses here in this meeting. Is that now we are pressed for, we have run out of time. So we'll have to get those responses within 5 working days to that effect. Then these are the responses that can be shared with the colleagues after receiving those written submissions. I should think then we should end this meeting here, colleagues. and then thank everybody in attendance, starting from our colleague from the NCOP, the MEC. Is the end?
Yes, Chair. Are you saying even the issue of the impact will get the report in writing?
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, thank you.
Yes. That would be great, Chair, because that question was not answered as well. Thanks.
Yes. We'll also be given the list of the names of the councillors that has been defaulting, not attending meetings. That's what the whole full MPEC report is going to come to the teacher. So that's what I was still saying, to thank everybody who have managed. And the administrator had a question to respond to. I think that report from the MEC will have also the administrator's input. Mkalipi, your microphone is on.
Yes, Chair, I just want to get a clarity as we are wrapping up. Yes, I also put some questions to the follow-up on the regards to the master plan without a
chance. Yes.
And illegal dumping, all those things, are they going to be sent to us?
Yes, that's what they are going to do. All the follow-up questions as raised by members, because it's only the MEC who responded to the questions. There were follow-up questions raised by Honorable Brink. All of you colleagues, remember your hands were up, including Honorable Butelis. Yes, those follow-up questions, all of them as raised, the municipality is going to respond to them, and we're giving them 5 days to, together with that report of the MEC. So that's how we're going to conclude this meeting. Let me thank you, MEC, for always being available all the time to answer questions to members. And I think we're going to interact with you, I think, in the next week again, if I'm not mistaken, in terms of the approved program, wherein we'll be holistically dealing with all the issues that are a consequence of our oversight visit in the province. Also to thank all the other councillors that came from JP Maps, your attendance, and I think you've seen how robust are we. This is what you must also do in your own respective council. To thank also the colleagues for your time and having sacrificed your lunch hour. I know some of you might be having meetings from 2 o'clock. So that's why I had to adjourn the meeting now. You are more than welcome. We are meeting again on Thursday, 9:30. Thank you so much, colleague. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Long live the chair.
Yes. Thank you,
Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
At least today, Chair, we did not need a dictionary to understand the energy. All three dictionaries, but the.
I've got a Britannica encyclopedia here, Chair.
Yes. Substantive. Chair, that show us what is the definition of substantive.